Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jared Schaffrin. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center for Tri-City Storm Hockey here tonight, taking on the Sioux City Musketeers, a 7:30 p.m. puck drop. We're now inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Storm facing the Musketeers for the second time in as many weeks. Musketeers came out ahead 2-1 in a shootout 1 week ago here at the Viero Event Center. It was a very tight game, a very close game, and the Storm got a great goaltending performance from Jacob Johansson in that game. Made 44 saves on 45 shots, kept his team in it until the shootout, and in the shootout, it was the Musketeers who prevailed, winning that game by a final score of 2-1. But that is their only win this season. They are 1-2-1. They have an overtime loss to the Sioux Falls Stampede. That was their home opener last week. And here tonight, the two teams will battle once again. And a little bit different storyline here tonight at the Viero Event Center. All eyes will be on Tri-City Storm goaltender Hayden Levine. Levine getting his first career USHL start tonight in between the pipes for Tri-City. Last season played with the Wellington Dukes in the OJHL. And now he will play for the Tri-City Storm, getting his first career start in net tonight. A lot of fans wondering what the dynamic is between Johansson and Levine. Johansson started the first three games. He was superb, has fantastic numbers, a .63 goals against average and a 98% save percentage. However, the Storm got to see what they have here with Hayden Levine, and that's why he gets the start here tonight. Josh Howji notified him way early in the week that he would get the start here on Friday. He should be well prepared, and he should be ready to go to face a Sioux City team that has just 3 points this season. Tri-City has 5 points in their first three games. Sioux City with 3 points in their first four games. And Musketeers have a bit of a goaltending change as well. Kyle Hayton out with an injury, unable to be here tonight. Connor Girard is in the lineup and healthy. Girard will get his second start of the season. The emergency backup for the Musketeers is Ben Moorhead. He is an emergency backup, native of Sioux City, so nice for him to dress here with the home uniform of the Musketeers. But Connor Girard, the Edina, Minnesota native, will be in between the pipes for Sioux City. For Tri-City, you're looking at goaltender Hayden Levine. And the two teams, as I said, met before. Last season, they were 4 wins apiece. They met 8 times. Each team won 4 games. And here tonight will be the second meeting of the season between these two at the Viero Event Center. The Storm most recently defeated the Des Moines Buccaneers last Saturday night in Des Moines with a 1-0 win. The one goal of the game went to Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy is the only Storm player who scored a goal here against Sioux City last weekend as well. So the only 2 goals last weekend were Ryan McMurphy. He matches his goal total from last season in his first 2 games of the year for the Storm. And McMurphy back in action tonight, playing a line with Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman. Hutchison, a guy who was a healthy scratch on Saturday. Kyle Eastman, a guy who had a very good game between Joel L'Esperance and Garrett Gomez. Eastman now with a chance to play with McMurphy. And McMurphy, I think the Storm are hoping he can inject some offense into that fourth line. He'll play the penalty kill. And obviously, he's a go-to guy here for Josh Howji. Tri-City Storm, Sioux City Musketeers, just minutes away here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We got a lot coming up for you. We've got the CHS Coach's Corner, as well as our Burger King lineups and New West Sports Medicine Keys to Victory, all coming up here on the Vieira Wireless pregame show before tonight's 7:30 p.m. puck drop, Tri-City and Sioux City from the Vieira Event Center. We'll take a quick break on the breeze and come back with that CHS Coach's Corner in just a moment. 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Vieira Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Jared Schaffrin with you here, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers, the second time these two teams go up against each other this season. And before we get to that CHS Agri-Service Center Coach's Corner, we have tonight's. We'll let you know about tonight's Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Vieira Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call 308-234-2541 to get in contact with Best Western Plus today, and they present the email inbox. So fans, if you're at home, you have a question about the game, you have a question about the Storm team, you have a question about anything Storm related, shoot an email over to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll read it back and answer the question in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up. Just want to give you that and let you know we want you to be a part of the broadcast here this season in Kearney. Once again, the email address, bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. So we'll get you that in the intermission. But before we came on the air, we were able to speak with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, getting ready for tonight's game here against the Musketeers. And we learned a little bit about what the Storm will try to do to beat the Muskies tonight in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffrin joined by head coach Josh Howgie in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Tonight, the Tri-City Storm take on the Sioux City Musketeers for the second time this season here at the Vieira Event Center. Coach, you've seen this Sioux City team once. You got to watch the game again, I'm sure, a couple times this week. Probably seen them play a couple other games. What have you learned from watching that film, and did you make any adjustments here before tonight's game?
Well, I thought they did a great job in the neutral zone. I thought that they controlled the play in the neutral zone, and that was an area that we really needed to improve on. I thought we were just kind of watching and drifting up the ice, and they just took advantage of that, make one pass and beat three guys, and then we're off to a line rush. So we need to do a better job controlling play in the neutral zone, not being too over aggressive at the same point, moving our feet and applying pressure, and then reading if we're F2 and F3 and just not getting too far up the ice. But the guys overall, I thought last weekend didn't do a great job there, and I thought we did a much better job on Saturday night in the neutral zone.
What else did you work on this week after three games here? You get another 1-0 win on Saturday after you faced the Sioux City team on Friday last week, but obviously goal scoring has been a little bit of an issue. What did you work on this week?
Well, it's a confidence thing for some of these young guys. It's going to take some games until they get comfortable and learn how to score in this league and how hard it is to score in this league. So we spent some time on just doing different things to try to build some confidence. And again, right now we've been fortunate enough to get by and get some points without having a successful power play. Our power play has been, not up to the standards we expect it to be at. And so we spent some time, again, working on the power play. I think that we took a step in practice this week. It's definitely not where it needs to be yet, but I thought that I'm hoping to see a much improved power play today.
A lot of people talk about that here in the USHL when you've got a rookie who's playing the league for the first time, that it takes maybe 10, 12 games to get adjusted to the pace, get adjusted to the style of play. Obviously, so some of these guys that are playing for us that we're expecting to have a big role offensively haven't hit that stride yet. Do you feel like that's something that is just going to come naturally?
Yeah, I mean, a perfect example of someone like that would be just looking at Sioux City's team last year. A kid like Jake Gensel in the first 25 games of the season didn't do a whole lot, under a point a game, probably around a half a point a game. And then the second half of the season, I mean, the kid was at 2 points a game. I think that we have some players that are kind of in that similar category. We have guys that, are just waiting to explode, but there is a process. There is a learning curve. It's a fast league with very good defensemen and very good goaltending, and it takes a lot of hard work to score goals, and you got to have some confidence.
Despite those offensive troubles, you still have 5 out of 6 points, and in large part that's due to your defense and goaltending. Specifically defensively, you expected your back end to be very good coming in and to be a strength. What do they do well to allow you guys to play defense well?
Well, I think that they each bring a little bit something different to the table, but it's a good mix of, having some toughness back there. They are all able to move. I think that's a very important, facet of playing defense in this league, is just that you can skate. And I think all six of them that are in right now, with Garrett Cecere being banged up right now, you include him, that's all seven that can really move. They're good puck movers. They can get the pucks to our forwards, and we can attack on the rush off of that. But I think the biggest thing right now is just that they're battling for every puck, and that they're, giving our goaltender a chance to see it. And when our goalie has a chance to see it, he usually stops it.
You mentioned Garrett Cecere being a little bit banged up right now. He's out tonight once again. What is the update with him, and how is his return progress going?
I think that, he feels good, and it's something that he feels like he could skate. The doctors want to, with it being early in the season, want to just take it slow, and when he's ready to go, he's ready to go. I'm guessing that at worst case, he'll miss this weekend and next weekend, and then be back for the 25th, 26th weekend. But, we're still not, ruling out next weekend, but this weekend he will be out.
Finally, you've got a new goaltender in here tonight. It's Hayden Levine, gets to make his regular season debut. We saw him a couple times in the preseason. Obviously, a guy, you draft him in the third round of the Phase 2 draft. You can expect a lot from him. I think the fans and everybody have seen now what Jacob Johansson's been able to do through three games. What are we expecting from Hayden Levine, and what's the best way for him to transition into this league?
Well, I think, first half we're playing at home. I think that's important. It's not the home opener. There's not all the bells and whistles and all the fancy things that are going on for you. Maybe your first game where there might be a little bit more pressure. He's seen three games now. He knows what to expect. So in that fact, we've been able to ease him in here a little bit. But at the same point, until you throw him in the fire, you're not going to know. And he was great in the preseason for us. But again, he's a young kid. We're going to expect him to come in and make every stop he should, and hopefully, one or two that he shouldn't. And if he does that, we'll be excited about him. But overall, the kid's extremely talented. He's a big athletic kid that is going to be an unbelievable goaltender. I hope that he's an unbelievable goaltender tonight, but by Christmas time, this kid's going to be something special. I can guarantee you that, because he's in practice. It's unbelievable. So hopefully the fans can see that tonight.
Josh Howji here in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Thanks for joining us, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair.
They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust, with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here tonight on a Friday night. The Tri-City Storm taking on the Sioux City Musketeers. You just heard from head coach Josh Howgie in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner. Now let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King. Sioux City comes into this building for the second time this season. They won their first time in a shootout, 2-1. And here tonight, they will start their line here, their third line on their line chart, which left wing number 8, Jake Montgomery, gets the start. Montgomery, a guy who is expected to really turn it on here. Only 1 point, just an assist in the first 4 games for the Musketeers. He wears number 8 on the left wing, an Oakdale, Minnesota native, committed to the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and Montgomery on the left wing. Number 37, Austin Aduno, will be the center from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Aduno, a 1993 birth year this season thus far. He has yet to register a point in 4 games. Kyle Schmidt on the right wing from Menomee Falls, Wisconsin. He wears number 21, and Schmidt this season with 1 goal in his first 4 games. On defense, the left defense position will be started off by number 16, Blake Heinrich. Heinrich, a Cambridge, Minnesota native, committed to Minnesota Duluth, a draft pick of the Washington Capitals. And Heinrich on the left defense, 1 assist in the first 4 games this season. On the right defense, it'll be Neil Pionk. No points through his first 4 games. Pionk, a Hermantown, Minnesota native, committed to Minnesota Duluth, as well as Heinrich. He wears number 5, and he will be in the starting lineup on the right defense for Sioux City tonight. Connor Girard gets the start in net here for Sioux City. Girard's second game of the season. His first game, he took the loss, allowing 4 goals, made 26 saves in his first appearance this season. Girard the starter, Ben Moorhead the emergency backup goaltender, so barring an injury to Girard, that's the only way we will see Ben Moorhead tonight. He's a Sioux City, Iowa native, getting to dress here for his hometown Musketeers. Head coach is Jay Varity for the Musketeers in his first season. Now let's get the lineup for the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm, coached by head coach Josh Howgie, assistant coaches J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, Eric Blaze, and Matt Stern is the head athletic trainer. Storm tonight, scratch Thomas Aldworth, Garrett Cecere, Joey DiBenedetto, Stephen Hayden, and Ross Olson. And the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm: at the left wing, number 13, Garrett Gomez, Chino Hills, California native. Played for the Storm last season, is yet to register a point in his first 3 games, committed to Denver University. Drew Mayer in the middle, Troy, Michigan native, played for the Texas Tornado a season ago, wears number 19, no points in his first 3 games, committed to Ferris State. And on the right wing, number 26, Chase McMurphy, native of Chestermere, Alberta, played for the Calgary Mustangs a season ago. In 2 games, McMurphy has picked up an assist, and he's committed to the Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks. On the left defense position for the Storm, number 5, Nolan Glukowski, Wixom, Michigan native, played with the Storm last season. Pointless in his first 2 games, committed to St. Lawrence University. And on the right defense is Kevin Kerr, number 6. Kerr, Played for Team Comcast last season. Committed to Penn State. He's from Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. And Kerr, as I said, committed to Penn State. Penn State playing their first game in the new Pagula Ice Arena tonight. Former Storm captain Kenny Brooks playing in that one. Very exciting in Happy Valley for all the Penn State fans and alums and everybody on campus there. Kevin Kerr excited about that one as well. In net tonight for the Tri-City Storm, number 41, Hayden Levine. Brampton, Ontario native, played for the Wellington Dukes a season ago. It is his first action here in the USHL. He is committed to Michigan, and Levine played a couple preseason games, but all eyes are on the goaltender here for Tri-City tonight. After three games for Jacob Johansson, in which he was outstanding, Levine now with a chance to match right up and show that he is also capable of being a goaltender here for the Tri-City Storm this season. That's your starting lineup tonight, presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. The Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Now let's get to tonight's New West Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys for the Tri-City Storm tonight. Number one, Storm got to get back on the back check. Forwards have to come back and play some defense. They were very lazy getting back against Sioux City a week ago, and Josh Howgie feels it didn't cost them in that game as they lost in a shootout, but it would cost them in the future, and he felt like that was the number one thing he picked up in video here with the players. Got to get the back check going, make sure the forwards get back and help play defense. Then they can rush up the ice and get some offense going. Storm need to get pucks deep in the offensive zone. When they have the puck, they want to dump it in deep. They want to make sure they establish possession and use the strength of their forwards to possess the puck down low below the circles. Storm, third key to the game tonight, continue their dominance on the penalty kill. The Storm held the Musketeers off the board on the penalty kill a week ago. Musketeers were 0-for-8 on the penalty kill. On the power play. The Storm on the penalty kill were 8-for-8 against Sioux City a week ago. Got to continue that. Limit your penalties late in the game. And could be a really nice night here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers here tonight. And right now we want to really quickly send a quick congratulations out to the Tri-City Storm former captain Brian Ward, who scored his first goal of the season in his first game for the St. Lawrence team up in Canton, New York. And Ward, obviously a dominant player last year for the Storm, came back after playing a little bit in Dartmouth for the Dartmouth team in Hanover. He comes back, plays a season and a half in Kearney, and now he's having success. Here is they're now announcing the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. Still inside the Viero Wireless pregame show, getting ready for puck drop here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffern along with you as the Storm take the ice. Let's look at the Storm's full line sheet right now. The Storm have Dan Lebosky with Chase Berger and Austin Pogansky. Joel Lesperon centering Chris Wilkie and Robbie Payne. Ryan McMurphy centering Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman. On defense, we've got Cutler Martin and Jalen Schultz. The starters are Nolan Glukowski and Kevin Kerr, as we mentioned. Thomas Delaney and Tori Dello, also the third defensive pairing for Tri-City. Well, we've got a chance. A quick note about Jalen Schultz. Schultz will play tonight with Cutler Martin, and Schultz is actually very good friends with number 16 for Sioux City, Blake Heinrich. Both players from Cambridge, Minnesota. Both players grew up playing with each other. And first time they played against each other was a week ago. They'll get another opportunity to do that here tonight. And I was talking to Jalen before the game. Obviously, a little bit different when you play against your best friend. But both players still obviously good friends. And it should be interesting to see how those two match up defensively here tonight. They play against each other. They will not be, you know, exactly battling against each other, as they're both defensemen, but just a nice little note as we get set to go here. The Storm and Musketeers about ready to drop the puck here on the breeze for the fourth game of the season for Tri-City, looking to stay unbeaten in regulation. Storm and Musketeers. In just a few moments, we'll take a pause here for the national anthem and come back with a drop of the puck in the first period on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
You're covered with our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vocal, quality lasts longer.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Just finishing up the national anthem here at the Viero Event Center Tri-City Storm. And Sioux City Musketeers just about to get set to drop the puck here in their second meeting of the season. The anthem is over. Tri-City Storm tonight in their black uniforms. New blacks for this season. Second time they've been able to wear them this year. They have, obviously, a black color with white lettering and numbering on the back. White and purple trim. Down the side, the TC logo on the shoulders. Storm go with black helmets. Tonight, they're in all black. And they will go from right to left. On your radio dial, the Musketeers in their golden uniforms. Almost a mustard color for the Sioux City Musketeers. Green helmets, green lettering and numbering on the back of the uniform. Green trim on the bottom. And Musketeers in script across the front of the Storm, where the Tri-City Storm original logo are on the front. And the faceoff is won by Sioux City. They move left to right on your radio dial. Quick shot right in on Hayden Levine, and he steers it into the far side corner. Now it's flipped up to the top of the zone by Glukowski. Kept in for a second, but they call a closed grasp with his hand on Heinrich. Say he closed his hand on the puck. And they move the faceoff out of the zone, stopping play. Just 10 seconds in here to the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze. Faceoff this time won back by the Musketeers into their own end. Neil Pionk banks it off to the far side to Heinrich. Mayer on the forecheck for Tri-City just underway here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Musketeers moving forward. Heinrich with the puck across the neutral ice. It's chipped into the Storm end and kept in by the Musketeers. Blocked in front by Kerr. Turnaround shot save made by Levine. And now Nolan Glukowski on the near side. Gets it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr onto the far side from Chase McMurphy. Now Drew Mayer in onside. Mayer to the net. A shot save made, Girard. Nice shot from Garrett Gomez there. Mayer set up in front and a good opportunity for the Storm. Girard was there. Couple players moved in on the net as Girard stopped play. 50 seconds in here to the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff now on the far side to the left of Girard, won by the Storm. Cutler Martin with it. Wraps it in deep and out of the zone. And now it's picked up by Jalen Schultz. Schultz in the Storm end, lost it, trying to get it to Martin. Kept in, though, by the Musketeers. Now Olsen down low. Meant to mention that in the pregame show, it's Trevor Olsen, the captain of the Musketeers, his first game for this season. It's Mantha with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Rebound is loose and put wide again. Picked up by Ryan McMurphy, banks it up to the top of the zone. Mantha keeps it in on the right point. Now down low, Schultz puts a hit on his man, Jared Thomas. And now Ryan McMurphy with it for Tri-City, gets it out to neutralize. Storm with a couple players going off on a line change now as the Musketeers chip it back in deep to the Storm end behind Hayden Levine in the Tri-City net. Now on the near side, Cedric Lacroix takes a hit from Wilkie. Puck's moved in deep and Hopinen left it there. The Storm pick it up. Eastman has it on the far side. Wilkie chipped it in a neutral ice. L'Espérance whacked it into the Musketeers' end. Wilkie skating on the forecheck, but Heinrich able to get it back to neutral ice, where Thomas Delaney picks it up for Tri-City. Delaney to Tori Dello. Dello out of his own zone. And now Dello past the red line into the Musketeer end, into the corner for Wilkie. Now on the near side, L'Espérance to the center. And it was there in front for Payne, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Now on the far side corner, came away from Payne and L'Espérance. Neil Pionk chips it around and out of the zone. Picked up now by Hawkins in the Storm end in the near side corner. Dello shoves him into the glass. L'Espérance trying to come and pick it up. It's wrapped to the near side boards where Olsen has it. Nick Olsen with a shot that was blocked. L'Espérance over to Payne, who put it in a neutral ice. But to no Storm player there as Almirosa picks it back up. Musketeers trying to transition. Puck went ahead of them and on a Levine. And now Glukowski ices it all the way down. A stoppage in play with 17-10 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers scoreless. Here are the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff will come back to the Storm end, but Tri-City just had a line change where they brought Berger and Lebowski on. And on the faceoff, Musketeers had a false start there. So the Storm were able to change a few players. They just have a few more to change after that icing. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Glukowski puts it to the near side in the Storm end. Lebowski tried to get it out. On a second attempt, it is out to neutral ice. A little far away from Robbie Payne, though, and it's picked up by Schmidt. Kyle Schmidt dumps it back into the Storm end. And now, down low in the Storm end, Glukowski brings it forward. Here come the Storm. It's Polganski. Tried to lead one for Lebowski. Couldn't catch up to it. Almirosa able to get it out of his own end. Storm tag up on side. It's picked up deep by Bobby Nardella for the Musketeers. And on the far side now, Sioux City able to dump it deep to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr now with it for Tri-City. Kerr out of his own end. Makes a move. Fans on a pass, but got it forward to Lebowski, who chips it in deep. Connor Girard out of his net for the Musketeers. Polganski takes it. Now Berger to the front for Lebowski, and he chipped it wide, trying to one-time it. And now it's picked back up by Jared Thomas, who turns it over to Kerr in neutral ice. And now it's brought back in by Trevor Olsen, that is. Trevor Olsen trying to centering pass, went off Kerr's skate. Another chance banked off the side of the net. Sioux City with possession up top with a shot. Went wide of the net there from Tyler Mueller. And now we get a stoppage and a penalty upcoming for a slash. And it's Tyler Mueller who picks up a slashing call right after missing the net wide with a slap shot. He picks up a slash, and the Tri-City Storm will go on the Century 21 power play for the first time here tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm win the face-off on the power play. Wilkie on the far side. Glukowski with a shot from Polganski. And it was deflected away by the Musketeers. And now Wilkie loses it out of the zone. Glukowski back to neutral ice. Storm of the Century, 21 power play, 15 seconds in. Berger brought it in, but it was knocked right back out. Glukowski the near side now for Wilkie. Cross ice pass. Berger is there with Lebowski. Berger puts it in deep. Storm were bunched up there on the far side. And now it's moved on the near side and out of the zone by the Musketeers. 30 seconds into the Century, 21 power play. We got a scoreless game here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City with the puck. It's Nolan Glukowski to the far side. Lebowski. Lebowski brings it in onside. Tried a backhand pass, and it was picked up now by Glukowski. Shoveled it over to Robbie Payne in the far side corner. Throws one at the net. Tried to go for Gomez there. Turned over and knocked out of the zone once again. First minute gone by on the Century 21 power play. Storm have not done much. Wilkie picks this puck back up and now moves into neutral ice. on the far side. Payne brings it in. And here's a chance there for Les Bronze, but he lost it. And now at the top of the zone, Kerr keeps it in. Kerr on the far side wall for Robbie Payne. Payne down low. Centering pass intercepted by Jared Thomas. And he backhands it all the way down the ice. Storm have not been able to set up here and get a good shot on net. 33 seconds remain in the Century 21 power play. L'Esperance past the red line, in onside. L'Esperance on the far side, left it for Payne. Robbie Payne to the center, and a chance, a bouncing puck. Storm could not get a good shot. Now Gomez to the center, and Robbie Payne shoots. Save Girard, rebound, save Girard. And we get a stoppage. Couple players shoving after the whistle. Robbie Payne tackled his man to the ice. 14-10 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 15 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. And we get a stoppage. So a couple chances there for Gomez, Robbie Payne. Get a look at the replay here in the arena and on Fast Hockey. Gomez put a pass in the skates of Payne. Otherwise, he would have had a great opportunity. Instead, he just had a couple shoves in front of the net. And Connor Girard was up to the task, made a couple saves. Final seconds here of the Century 21 power play. Musketeers win the faceoff. Delaney keeps it in for a second here. And now it's brought out by the Musketeers and dumped into the Storm end. We're back at even strength. 6-plus minutes into this one. Storm turned it over in their own end now to Nick Olson. Olson takes a hit from Delaney. Puck's moved up to the top of the zone where Pion keeps it in. Olson to the far side now. Glove down and held by Johnson with a shot, and Levine makes the save. Couple players pushing and shoving in front of the net. Nick Olson, Thomas Delaney, having words. As we're back at even strength, 13:39 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android device using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Scoreless game here at the Viero Event Center between the Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers thus far. Not too many great chances for either side. As now the patriotic salute here. It will salute Viero Event Center employee Bill Murray. Bill served a few tours of duty with, I believe he was a Marine. But more importantly, Bill Murray taking care of the ice here at the Viero Event Center. Does a great job on the Zamboni and all things ice. Last week did a great job with the pink in the rink, the Storm hat. Face off, and we got a fight off the draw. Delaney and Olson going at it. They had words before, and Delaney, this is his first USHL fight. It's probably his first fight in his career. Delaney is hammering Olson. Delaney with a lot of rights here. Olson got a good left in there. Delaney with a great right hand. As these two, really a good fight here to start this rivalry night. And they go down, and now they're separated. Thomas Delaney getting the crowd going here at the Viero Event Center. It's his first fight since the preseason when Delaney started a bit of a melee and a brawl in Des Moines. Suspended a couple players in that one. Delaney did not get suspended, however. And the fight was right off the face-off. Delaney and Olson, they talked about it before. They had some words. And here off the faceoff, it was a very good fight. And Delaney, for a guy who went to Minnesota High School, no fighting before in his career, he held his own and more. Here as we are going to resume play with a faceoff to the right of Hayden Levine. Both players in the box for 5 minutes. Fighting majors. Peterson against McMurphy on the faceoff to the right of Hayden Levine. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. Couple faceoff wins in a row here for the Musketeers. Now it's Trevor Olson who puts it down low to the near side of the Storm end. Cutler Martin trying to move it up the wall, kept in by Amorosa. And Amorosa dumps down low once again. Olson to the top. Amorosa on the right point. to the left point now, where Nardella takes a shot. Save Levine. Rebound popped out to Thomas into the corner now. As McMurphy moved it forward, Hutchison sweeps it out to neutralize. And it's Eastman who wins the race against Nardella. Nice work by Eastman to the net. Save made by Girard. A nice move by Kyle Eastman to win a battle and get a shot on net now in neutral ice. Gets picked up by McMurphy and back to Gomez. Garrett Gomez past the red line. Dumps that one in deep. Chase McMurphy will go chase. And Gomez picks it up behind the net. And McMurphy's got it. McMurphy to the far side corner. Back to Gomez, who got sealed off there and ran into the official. And now it's moved up the wall. Olsen takes a hit. And the puck's kept in here by Gomez. And now it's going to be moved out by the Musketeers. Loose and neutralized. Gomez gets it back. Nice shift here. Gomez to the center. And it's taken away and batted out to neutralized by the Musketeers. Nice job there on the back check for Musketeers forward Brandon Hawkins. And now Glukowski has it for Tri-City behind his own net. Makes one move and evades a forechecker, Johnson. And now here comes Lebowski out to the races and neutralized. Lebowski to the far side. Takes a shot. And it was blocked in front. Don't know if Girard got a piece of it or not. Now Bulganski sweeps it back to Lebowski. Lebowski put it into the Musketeer end. And now it's moved to Ryan Mantha on the near side. Bulganski and Berger doing work to keep it in the zone. Now Jalen Schultz with a shot. Save Girard. And he hangs on. Storm getting some good traffic in front there. Lebowski, Bulganski, Chase Berger proved to be one of their best lines early on this season. Berger and Lebowski work well together. Coaching staff happy with those two rookies thus far. Scoreless game, 11:44 remaining here in the opening period, the Nebraska Lottery first period. Here on the Breeze 94.5, Connor Girard skates to the bench. He's got a mask issue. Girard takes the mask off, hands it to a member on his bench, and now he's the trainer on the Musketeer bench trying to work with that goalie mask. And that's the holdup here. Shots on goal unofficially, 5-5 here. And now Girard gets the helmet back on and goes back to the net. 11:44 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got a scoreless game between the Storm and Musketeers. Face off to the right of Girard. Berger able to win it, but it's out of the zone as Dello couldn't get there quick enough. Dello on the near side for Jalen Schultz, and Bulganski got a piece of it and chips it in deep. Where Pionk plays it for the Musketeers. Now on the far side, it's outletted to neutral ice. And the Musketeers dump it into the Storm, and Aduno goes and chases. Schultz takes a hit from Kyle Schmidt. Now it's moved up the far side wall, and here's Chase Berger. Berger tried a backhand pass, fanned on it, but then got it in deep to the Musketeer end. Pionk behind the Sioux City net to start forward. Storm make a line change. They have Wilkie and Payne on. And now through neutral ice is taken back by Glukowski. Berger chips it in deep. Wilkie going to go chase against Pionk. Pionk able to win the battle. Robbie Payne comes over to try to help, and now here come the Musketeers. And it's dumped in that time by Hopinen. Takes Martin down. No call coming. Martin a little slow to get up, but he seems okay. And now we will see a penalty. So Hopinen took Martin down. Didn't see the call initially, but it's a holding call. And I think it's a good call there from the officials. As the Storm will head back to the Century 21 power play for the second time here tonight. Storm have worked on the power play. And right now, in this season, they have really gotten absolutely nothing from their power play. Josh Howdy's been pretty honest about that. He's been upset with the way the power play has been. This week they worked on the power play in practice. So far tonight, 0-for-1. A couple chances, but not what they want to do. And we'll see this. Josh Howdy has said, if they don't score, they at least want to have momentum from the power play. And we'll see what they can do here. L'Esperance over to Martin. Martin trying to get it a Kerr, and he does at the top of the zone with some pressure back to Martin. Cutler Martin with numbers with a shot and save made by Girard. That's a good shot from Cutler Martin, because even though it comes from the outside, you've got Garrett Gomez and Robbie Payne in front of the net trying to screen goaltender Connor Girard. So we'll see a face-off to the left of Girard. L'Esperance is there for the Storm, and it's won by Sioux City, and Ryan Mantha wraps it around the near side. Kevin Kerr with a great job keeping it in. Down low for Gomez. Gomez now in the near side corner. Up top for L'Esperance. L'Esperance to Kerr. Kerr at the top of the zone, trying to get it to the far side, deflected out of the zone by Joe Snively. Storm able to tag up and right back in is Martin with a shot. Save made by Girard. Martin on the near side. Martin down low, leaves it for Robbie Payne. Payne now on the near side on the wall. Now the half forward. Payne to the top of the left circle with a shot. Save Gerard. Rebound loose. And Gomez had a couple swacks at it before Gerard was able to cover up. It was a rolling puck, and Gomez didn't look like he got good wood on it. Nice shot from Robbie Payne with Gomez again in front of the net. The Stormers screening the goaltender here through the first 45 seconds of the Century 21 power play. Much better effort here on the second man advantage for Tri-City tonight. Still scoreless halfway through the first period. Face off to the right of Gerard now. Berger against Thomas. And Storm win it. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie at the left point. A bouncing puck threw it towards the net. Went wide. Lebowski there to pick it up. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie with some time. Takes a shot. Deflection in front by Berger. Never got all the way through. Lebowski picks it up on the far side. Back up top for Glukowski. He hammers one. Save made Gerard. Rebound was loose. Pionk has it. Banks it off the wall. And not out. And now on a second attempt, it rolls out. And Montgomery put it in deep. Storm a couple good chances here on the power play. Wilkie behind the net leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski on the far side, Lebowski past the red line. Lebowski gets sealed off nicely there by Mueller, and now the puck is dumped all the way down by the Musketeers. 33 seconds remain in the Century 21 power play. Glukowski with it for Tri-City in a scoreless game. Ahead past the red line, Poganski's open. Poganski lost the puck as he entered the zone, though. Three Musketeers collapsed on him, and Glukowski on the near side of the Storm end gets it back to Chase Berger. Finals 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Berger gave it to Wilkie, who got hit as he entered the zone by Mantha and lost the puck, and now Sioux City plays it all the way down. And Dello touched it with a high stick. So Dell hit it with a high stick, and now the Storm touch up on the high stick. So we get a stoppage and a faceoff in the Storm end with 4 seconds remaining. And that's just a rookie mistake there from Dello. The puck was in the air. He one-handed it with the stick, got a piece of it, and that's a high stick right there. Storm win the faceoff here. Final seconds of the Century 21 power play. Tick off. We're back to even strength. Storm unable to connect on a pass through neutral ice. And now it's picked up by Omarosa for Sioux City. Back to even strength, 8:35 remaining in the opening period. We got a scoreless game in Kearney. On the near side wall, Eastman able to win a battle up top for Schultz. Now on the far side, Dello with a shot, save made by Gerard. Gerard has looked good in net here. He's been very big in net. And for a guy who's 6 foot, about average height for a goaltender in this league, he's been very good in net. He's seen the pucks pretty well. He's been active with his catching glove. Storm now unofficially out shooting Musketeers 11-5 after two power play opportunities for Tri-City, and especially the second one, they got a bunch of shots on net. 8:24 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by Tri-City. A shot from Schultz. Save made by Gerard with the glove, and he hangs on. He's been very good with the catching glove, and he's been able to force some faceoffs into the defensive zone. So, we see another face-off to Gerard's left. It's going to be Ryan McMurphy against Jared Thomas on the draw. Face-off won by the Musketeers this time. To the near side wall, Martin keeps it in. Threw it at the net. Eastman gloved it down, trying to get it to McMurphy on the near side. And this time it's cleared out of the zone. All the way behind Schultz, has to go rush and get it in the Storm end. Schultz behind the net, picks it up and takes a hit there from Thomas. Couldn't get it out of the zone. It's Olsen. Trevor Olsen up top, deflected out of the zone by Eastman, back to the Sioux City end, picked up by Blake Heinrich. Heinrich banks it off the far side wall and out of his own zone. Here come the Musketeers with a 3-on-2. Thomas is ahead of the play to the center, and it's a nice opportunity there for Olsen. Penalty upcoming to the Tri-City Storm as Olsen got taken down on the back check. And that's what happens when you allow an odd man rush. Kyle Eastman upset at the call. It will go to Eastman, as Eastman was just trying to get back in the play on a back check, and he took down Trevor Olsen. Olsen went flying into the wall, and it'll be a two-minute power play for the Musketeers. 7:43 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze. We got a scoreless game. Faceoff is to the left of Hayden Levine in the Storm end, and a nice opportunity for the Musketeers here. First power play of the night in the Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers. Peterson on the near side wall to the center, and now on the far side with a shot from Mantha went wide around the near side wall. Again, Peterson up top to Hopinen. Now on the far side, Mantha at the left point. Mantha down low to the left circle with a shot. Levine makes the save. Rebound loose. Cutler-Martin banks it off the wall and out of the zone. Mantha has it for the Musketeers. 1:33 remaining in the power play. Nice hit by Martin through neutral ice on Peterson. Puck was free. And now here comes the Musketeers in onside. It's Mueller to the center. A wide open Schmidt. He shoots. Save Levine. Two big saves by Levine. After a wide open Musketeer, Schmidt had a wide open chance. And Levine was good to the task there as they hammer the puck back in the Storm end. Offside is delayed. And now Dello will wait for the tag up and fire it across the ice over Glukowski. And he puts it all the way into the Sioux City end. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill here in Kearney. Storm killing their first penalty of the night. And Hayden Levine, couple big saves. Musketeers through neutral ice here on the near side. Snively lost the puck. And it's kept in by Pionk. Pionk to Thomas now. Down low to Snively on the bottom of the right circle. Up top to Blake Heinrich at the center of the zone. Over to Snively on the right circle. Down low it goes to Thomas. To the center and it goes in. Thomas tried to center it. It went off Levine into the back of the net. And it'll be a Musketeer goal there. Snively from Thomas. And probably Heinrich at the top of the zone. So it's 1-0 Sioux City. And just a tough play there. They were moving the puck very well. And it got past Levine. A centering pass that Levine just deflected behind himself. And Levine upset at himself after allowing the goal. The power play strike for the Musketeers makes it 1-0 with 6:10 remaining here in the opening period. Now on the far side of the Storm end, Lukowski was taken down. And the Storm get it up to the top of the zone, but not out. And now it is out of the zone on the second attempt. And here come the Storm. And Payne tried to get one to Lesperance that was stopped. And now Schultz in the far side corner wraps it to the near side for Wilkie. Wilkie ahead to Lukowski. Fans on a pass. Turnover. Shot. Save Levine. Big opportunity for Austin Aduno. And Levine there to make the save. Hayden Levine seeing some action here in the second half of the period. Storm had the edge here, but they took the penalty, and on the GNC penalty kill, the Musketeers cash in. It's 1-0 now as we get another break in the action. We want to remind you, from Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5 at a Nebraska Lottery retailer. With a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week, pick up a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 1-0 lead for the Musketeers. The credit for the goal, I believe, will go to Joe Snively. Assist on the goal to Jared Thomas. Blake Heinrich also in on the play. And really a goal that the Storm doing well in the penalty kill, but right now the momentum is in the Musketeers' hands after they had that one goal. 5:40 left in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play here on the Breeze. Sioux City leading the Tri-City Storm 1-0. Storm have gotten behind in all three of their home games this season. In the first two, the Storm came back and tied it at one. We went to a shootout at one. We'll see what happens here tonight. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. A quick shot from Mueller. Save made. Levine. Rebound loose. And the Storm able to get to it as Martin took a hit, played it to Kevin Kerr, who handles it now behind the Storm end. Kerr, nice pass ahead for Gomez, who banked it off a skate and now has it in the zone. Gomez left it there for Mayer. Threw one at Girard. Girard made the save. Gomez had the puck. Left it back for Mayer on the near side. Mayer banks it off the backboards. Took a hit. Kevin Kerr pinches in, keeps it in. And now Mantha recovers to Mueller for the Musketeers. And Hawkins banks it to neutral ice. Martin gloved it down. Tried to throw it through neutral ice. Musketeers are whistled offside. 4:57 remaining in the opening period. Storm have done some good things in this period. But at this point, with the trouble they've had scoring goals, they've got to get one on the board early here and help out their young goaltender, Levine. 0-for-2 on the power play in this period. 13 shots on goal have been registered to Tri-City, but They have not been able to beat Connor Girard just yet. The Storm are in onside off a faceoff win, but now Musketeers have it. And Hopinen banked it out into the Storm end. Dello has it now for Tri-City off the far side half wall and out of the zone. Omarosa picks it back up for Sioux City now. Omarosa with some forechecking pressure from Berger plays it to the far side to Nardella. And now it's stopped and neutralized by Dello. And the Storm had a transition move, but it was taken away. Now here's an opportunity with a shot. Save made with a blocker by Levine. Nice shot there from the Cedric Lacroix. Storm get it back to the Musketeer end of things and make a change as Snively puts it back into the Storm end. The Musketeers will go for a change. Glukowski finding Eastman with some space off the change with a shot. Save made by Girard. Rebound is picked up by McMurphy. On the near side wall is down low to the far side now in the Musketeer end. Under 4 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm have the puck now, trailing 1-0. Eastman past the red line. Nice lead for McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Omarosa against Hutchison into the far side corner. And Eastman grabs it. Kyle Eastman up top. Glukowski with a shot deflected to the near side wall. And now it's moved to the far side by the Musketeers with plenty of time and space. Moving forward now, Omarosa slaps it into the Storm end. Picked up by Delaney. Delaney takes down Olsen. No call coming there. And now a chance in the front. Thomas left it back for Heinrich on the left point. Heinrich with a shot was blocked in front by Glukowski. Now Hutchison on the far side wall got it out of the zone, but right to a Musketeer who banked it back in. That was Heinrich. 3:05 remaining in the opening period. Tri-City trailing 1-0. Delaney on the far side. Hutchison dumps it all the way in, but an icing is whistled to Tri-City as Hutchison was well behind the red line. It's just right now for the Storm, it's the little things that aren't clicking. Like Hutchison right there, you got to get to the red line and get it in deep so you can make a change. Now you have to keep your line on the ice, and you got a defensive zone faceoff in front of your rookie goaltender. 2:59 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm down 1-0. Oduno gets tossed from the faceoff circle. Lesperon stays in there, face Kyle Schmidt. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Glukowski fans on a pass. Tied up there, picked up by Lesperon. Lesperon makes one move, dumps it around to the near side wall, and Delaney finds Hutchison. Hutchison banks it to Eastman in neutral ice. He's in onside. Eastman to the center, tried to pass there with four defenders in his way. Got deflected to the far side wall, and now Neil Pionk leaves it to Heinrich. Heinrich to Oduno in neutral ice, and Oduno in onside. Puts it deep into the zone. Took a weird bounce off the wall there to the center. Put back down low. Lesperance has it for Tri-City. Steers it nicely for Wilkie. Chris Wilkie on his horse through neutral ice. In onside. Wilkie to the right side. Wilkie's holding behind the net. Still with it. Chance in front. Save made. Rebound. Payne just missed the net. Payne had a good opportunity. Robbie Payne again trying to go to the center. Puck went through the crease up top for Martin. Martin now over to Lesperance with a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound loose. Shot score! Chris Wilkie's first goal of the season ties it up at one. 1:59 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Wilkie on a rebound in front, and he's pumped up on the Storm bench. Ties the game at one. Chris Wilkie on the rebound, and a nice job by the Storm on that shift. Wilkie started the play, brought the puck in the zone, went around the net, got it to Robbie Payne. It's Wilkie from Lesperance. And the second assist probably to Robbie Payne. Chris Wilkie on the rebound in front beats Girard. And the Storm have tied it at one here at the Viero Event Center. Well, that's what you need there at the end of the period. Now Musketeers coming right back with a shot. And it was blocked by Drew Mayer. Mayer gets taken down as he's leaving his own zone. And it was steered out to neutralize by McMurphy. Now dumped back in for Dello. On the near side, it's Kevin Kerr. Kerr banks it off the glass. And it's moved into neutral ice. Now Kerr has it, holding, moves around one man. Nice pass across to the far side for Chase McMurphy. McMurphy with room. Shot save made by Girard. And now here comes Hawkins. Hawkins with some speed. And onside, Dello able to disrupt the play enough to put it into the wall. And now move forward, it's McMurphy. Chase McMurphy over to Gomez. Storm with a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Gomez to the center where Kerr was joining the rush, but it was taken away. And now here come the Musketeers. It's an opportunity for Nick Olsen, a save made by Levine. Now Tri-City flips it out to neutralize. Olsen picks it back up. Final minute of play here in the first period. Tied up 1-1 and offside whistled to the Musketeers. 56 seconds remain in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've got a tie game here at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm have tied things up off a goal on a rebound by Chris Wilkie. Wilkie's first goal of the season. Not his first USHL goal, as he played for USA last year, but his first goal in a Tri-City Storm colors, as Lebowski puts it in to the Sioux City end after the Storm win the faceoff. Poganski with a battle in the wall went down hard. Cutler Martin keeps it in. Shot one wide of the net. Rebound with 40 seconds remaining is up top. Glukowski keeps it in, and Poganski has it. Now it bounces over to Lebowski, who's got a shot. Just missed the net. And poked off the wall there by Gerard. And now Lacroix brought it into the Storm end. Hoping it turned it over to the center. Went off Lebowski's foot. Glukowski tied up. Out of the zone it went. Lacroix put it back in deep. Storm got to retrieve it with 15 seconds remaining. Glukowski with 12 seconds left. Starts forward. Berger. Now here to Martin on the near side. Back to Berger. With 6 seconds left in the period. Berger's in onside. Wraps it around the wall. Deep behind the net. Storm with one opportunity here. And the clock will tick down. That's the end of the first frame. Here from Kearney. The Storm were up and down that period, but they get a late goal from Chris Wilkie, and they've got some momentum headed into the first intermission. We're tied 1-1 after one here at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a quick break and come back with your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a couple minutes right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
After one period here in Kearney, the Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are tied 1-1. Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we'll get you your Stadler implement game recap through one period. A lot of action there in the first period. Shots on goal. Storm led it at the end of one. 16-13 is the shots on goal right now in favor of Tri-City. The two goals here for Sioux City, they're 1-for-1 on the power play. Their goal scored by Joe Snively on the power play from Jared Thomas and Blake Heinrich at 13:45. And for the Storm, they got their goal from Chris Wilkie. Joel Esperance, Robbie Payne on the assist, 18:14 of the first period. And really a huge goal for Tri-City, because I think in the first period they had felt like they had outworked the opposing Musketeer team, but had nothing to show for it for almost the whole first period. And finally, Chris Wilkie, in his fourth game of the season, gets the Storm on the board in just a rebound goal. And that's what the Storm are going to have to do here to get some scoring against Connor Girard and against most of these teams in this league. The goaltending is good. You got to get traffic in front. You got to find those loose pucks. And I think the Storm did get a lot of traffic in front early on. But Wilkie, right place, right time, finds the puck in front and makes it count, gets his first goal here for the Storm. Obviously, a lot of hubbub around Wilkie, being that he's the first Nebraska player for Tri-City, and he gets his first goal here at home in front of his fans and in a big situation. I think the Storm really are going to need him for all season, but right now that was a big situation for Wilkie. The penalties in the first period: Tyler Mueller for slashing, Nicholas Olsen for fighting, Delaney for fighting, Hopinen for holding, and Eastman for tripping. The only power play goal was for Sioux City after the Eastman tripping penalty. Good fight there between Delaney and Nick Olsen. Delaney's first USHL tilt, and he held his own for Tri-City. The goaltenders, Connor Girard, made 15 saves on 16 shots. Hayden Levine, 12 saves on 13 shots in his first period, and a couple big saves from Levine for the Storm. A couple on the power play, which Sioux City ended up scoring on, but also a couple even strength shots, notably the one on Kyle Schmidt, who was wide open in the slot between the hash marks, and a great save there from Levine, showing that he will be a solid goaltender here in this league for the Tri-City Storm in the future and for the rest of this season. His first chance to get in the net here this season, but definitely holding his own. And we are tied 1-1 after the first period of play here. Both teams with some good chances, and both have scored one goal. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break and come right back in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report with your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as your Best Western Plus email inbox. Get those questions in to the email inbox, bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. Any Storm question you got, we'll answer it right here on the air on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at the Viero Event Center, the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with the Sioux City Musketeers. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Let's check the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. A lot of games going on here in the USHL. Once again, Youngstown Phantoms with a 3-0 lead on the Chicago Steel. That game in the third period in Youngstown. 3-0 Phantoms. Sioux Falls in Omaha almost at the end of the second period. And ladies and gentlemen, Omaha still has not allowed a goal this season. It is 0-0 late in the second at the Ralston Arena in Ralston. Still no goals in this one. So Omaha and Cole Bruns, I believe it's Cole Bruns in net. Let me double check and make sure. And it is Cole Bruns in net, continuing his record shutout streak early on. Omaha and Cole Bruns with 3 shutouts in their first 3 games. And now here in the fourth game, has not allowed a goal to Sioux Falls almost through 2 periods. Fargo with a 2-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers in Fargo. That one a little bit more than halfway through the game in the second period. Gage Terrell with the goal for Fargo, as well as Christian Cakebed. Josh Couturier has scored for the Buccaneers. Storm defeated the Buccaneers in their only meeting this season last Saturday night with a shutout 1-0 victory in Des Moines. Waterloo has opened up a 4-0 lead at the Icebox in Lincoln. The Blackhawks scoring 3 in the first and 1 more in the second. Peter Krieger, Patrick Russell, Brandon Montour, and Zach Sanford. 4 different goal scorers for the Blackhawks. They're outshooting the Lincoln Stars 23-9 here as they're in the second period. And the Storm facing this Waterloo team tomorrow. Looks like they're going to be pretty fired up here. They got a 4-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars. And finally, the Muskegon Lumberjacks trailing the Dubuque Fighting Saints 1-0 after 1 period. Dubuque has started this season just like they left off last year, very hot. Phil Bogey with a power play goal. It's 1-0 Dubuque after 1 period in Dubuque over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Here in Kearney, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 after 1 period of play. Let's get you tonight's Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Finally got a question here in on our hands. And fans, once again, send your questions to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. We'll answer them right here on the broadcast. This question coming from Kyle Miller of Kearney, Nebraska. Kyle says, we've got 2 back-to-back weekends at home here at the Viero Event Center. How important is it to win those home games and play strong? Well, Kyle, it's very important for the Tri-City Storm with 6 of their first 7 games at home this season. So far in their first two home games, they've picked up 3 out of 4 points. They had a shootout win over Lincoln on opening night, and then they defeated the Sioux City. Then they lost to the Sioux City team in a shootout last week. Here tonight, the beginning of a four-game home stretch for Tri-City before they go on the road to Lincoln and Omaha in a couple weeks. Very big games here for the Storm. And they're right now, they've got a couple games in hand on a few people in the Western Conference. Got to use those games in hand to their advantage, pick up some points early on, and especially Josh Howgie's talked about this team is maturing, and they will continue to mature throughout the season. Last year's Storm team had so many returning players. It's a little different than this year's team with a lot of new guys. They're taking a little while to gel. They're taking a little while to adjust to the league. If they can continue to get points and continue to stay at the top of the standings as the season goes on, it will benefit them later in the season when they really have some more experience here in this league. So thanks to Kyle. We got a nice question there in the Best Western Plus email inbox. Keep those questions coming. Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. We'll take a quick break here and be back with the drop of the puck in the second period. Tri-City Storm, Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always. Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 here. And we didn't have a change on the Musketeers' goal, as you may have thought. It was thrown in front, and we didn't think it hit anyone in front except for Levine. The goal, give credit to Jared Thomas on the goal. Blake Heinrich with the first assist there on that one from the point. So Jared Thomas picks up the goal for the Musketeers. We're tied 1-1 as we begin the second period. T teams switch sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second. Musketeers from right to left. Storm will start now with the line of Hutchison, McMurphy, and Eastman, changing things up a little bit. Cutler, Martin, and Jalen Schultz on defense. Musketeers start with Peterson Thomas, as well as Trevor Olsen. Olsen in his first game of the season, the captain of the Musketeers. And Sioux City wins the faceoff. They have it in their own end. Out to neutralize. Trevor Olsen holding. Plays it to Peterson on the near side. Peterson dumps it in. Levine sticks it into the corner. And Eastman will come play it. Eastman sheds one player, gets it to Hutchison. Hutchison banks it off the wall. Oh, head for Pionk, who turned it over almost to McMurphy. Almost turned it over. And now Thomas back out to neutralize. Schultz almost went down and lost an edge, but got it to Eastman. And now here comes Hutchison in onside. Hutchison through the center. And it got sticked away by Pionk. Hutchison put one to the center, and Eastman played it in the corner. Eastman working in the corner, and it's picked up by the Musketeers. Schultz thought about pinching in and trying to keep it in, but Peterson moves it. Nice pass to Olsen with a shot that's deflected wide. Storm with a defensive breakdown there, allowing a big opportunity. And now Levine a chance in front. He makes the save and gets plowed into a little bit. Levine keeping the puck out. Olsen there right in front and had to be steered out of the way. Both Olsen and Cutler Martin having some words in front of the net. It's rivalry night, fans, so can't be without some physical play. We saw a fight early on in the first period between Olsen and Thomas Delaney. That time a good save by Levine. And it looked like Olsen just knocked Schultz to the ground right into Levine, and that's where Cutler Martin got in for a face wash. And now the faceoff to the left of Levine. L'Esperance knocked out of the faceoff circle. Robbie Payne comes in to take it against Joe Snyder. Faceoff won by Payne over to Kevin Kerr. And now Dello has it. Dello ahead where L'Esperance couldn't connect in the neutral ice. Now Wilkie got there to wave off the icing. Nice job by Chris Wilkie. And now the puck's batted down by Payne. Makes one move to the net. Couldn't get a shot off. And the puck now into the near side corner. Nice move by Robbie Payne. Just held onto it 1 second too long. Dello with a shot. Save Girard. Rebound loose. Save Girard. Wilkie there on the rebound again. Wilkie and L'Esperance were both in front. Now Wilkie takes a man down. It's a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. It's going to be on Chris Wilkie. Now here's Lacroix to the center. And Musketeers with a delayed call here. Goaltender off. And now it's picked up by Hopenin. 6-on-5 here for the Musketeers and a delayed penalty. Hopenin to the far side. Centering pass. Went to the near side. Touched up by Wilkie. And Wilkie shot that puck right to Mueller. And Lacroix didn't like it. Couple pushes and shoves. Here in front of the glass. And it's going to be a penalty to Chris Wilkie. The Storm will go on the GNC penalty kill, where Sioux City is 1-for-1 on the power play tonight. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Carning and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Carning and just north of Walmart in Hastings. GNC. Face off to the right of Hayden Levine now. Won by the Musketeers. Pionk fakes on a shot. Passes to Heinrich. Heinrich on the right point. Heinrich to the center. Switches sides now with Thomas. Back to Heinrich. Heinrich to Thomas on the right. Down low to Snively. Centering pass was blocked. Shot from Hawkins was blocked. Storm pick it up, and Berger able to rope it all the way down the ice. 25 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Sioux City 1-for-1 with the man advantage here tonight in a 1-1 game in the second period here in Kearney. Now it's Jared Thomas off to the races. Gets into the zone to the net. And he bowls over Levine. And this Lukowski moves him out of the way. Levine right back up on his feet. He's okay. Stoppage in play as the puck was loose, but the net came off after Levine was bowled into. And a lot of speed for Thomas there as he came out on the far side, moved around Delaney, and he just made no attempt whatsoever to stop. And he will go to the penalty box. Thomas literally made no attempt to stop, and that's a goaltender interference. So, that's it for the Musketeer power play. We'll be 4-on-4 for the next minute 25, and then back to the Century 21 power play for Tri-City for an abbreviated one. Cutler Martin is talking with Hayden Levine. Levine seems to be more than fine. Back in the net, back up there, nets in place. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff to the right of Connor Girard. 4-on-4 for $1.25, 17:37 remaining here in the second period of a 1-1 game. Storm win the faceoff. An opportunity for Martin, couldn't get a shot through, and now Musketeers have it. And it's moved forward to Schmidt. Schmidt with a shot save made by Levine, and he hangs on. Easy enough for Levine. Schmidt took that shot. 17:27 remaining here in the middle frame. 1:15 remaining in the 4-on-4. As the faceoff is to the left of Levine. 4-on-4 opportunity. Musketeers win the faceoff. Mantha banked one off the backboards. And now it's Gomez on the near side. Out to neutral ice. Gomez in on side. Left it for Robbie Payne. Payne will stop things on the near side wall. Payne with some space down to Gomez. Gomez on the near side. In the corner, centering pass for Payne was blocked by Mantha. And Mantha skates it out, trying to pass ahead for Mueller, but it goes too far. Now Dello has it, makes it past. It was chipped by Gomez, but not in front of the red line, they say. And icing whistle to Tri-City. 43 seconds left in the 4-on-4. 16:55 remaining in the second period. 1-1 the score. Tri-City Storm will have an abbreviated power play for about 35, 40 seconds after the 4-on-4 expires. Face Storm with the faceoff in their own end, and nice job by Robbie Payne. Wins the faceoff and takes it himself. Payne ahead of the red line, chipped it in. Nardella went to go play it. Gomez wins the battle. Gomez, after a change, finds Lesperance. Toje move. Try to get back to Gomez. He was tied up in front. And it's picked up by Peterson from Sioux City. And now Nardella takes a hit from Lesperance. Kept in for a second. Now Nardella out to neutralize. Turns it over to Lesperance. Left it for McMurphy. Back to Lesperance. Lesperance 1-on-2 here. Goes in the zone. Moves around one man. Lesperance stops on the goal line. Makes another nice move behind the net. Lesperance leaves it. Now still holding on to it. Lesperance back down low. Nice pass for McMurphy, but he got taken off his stick. Now the Storm on the power play for 35 seconds. Lesperance throws it in front. Chipped in front. And nice job by Connor Girard with the mitt. Just grabs it and holds on. 30 seconds left here in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. 16:07 left in the second. 1-1 the score right here on the Breeze 94.5. Storm's goal from Chris Wilkie. Tied it at 1 late in the first period. Now they got an abbreviated power play. Faceoff to the right of Girard. Storm knocked out of the faceoff circle. Berger, they say somebody false started on the Storm end. Lebowski comes in to take it. Lebowski against Joe Snively here. Lebowski wins the faceoff. Wilkie at the point. Shot! Deflection wide. Nice shot there from Wilkie. And a good traffic in front, but it just went wide. Now it's Berger in the corner trying to battle. Berger trying to kick it up the wall. Gukowski holds it in. Poganski with some room. Poganski to the far side. Holding. Poganski lost the puck in the corner. Heinrich wraps it around. Near side. Gukowski keeps it in. Gukowski back down low for Poganski. Poganski on the far side. Final seconds. Got it up to Gukowski. Last chance for Lebowski. Berger turnaround chance, and Poganski was open in front, but he couldn't shove it home. And now Sioux City with it. They ice it all the way. They wave off the icing. Looked like it should have been icing there, but they waved it off, and now Lebowski picks it up. Storm have possession. Back at even strength. Nice pass over to Poganski. Poganski with a shot save made by, that was Berger with the shot. Save made by Girard. So Berger got that shot. 15:15 remaining. Here in the second period, just underway in the second, 1-1 the score here on the Breeze. Face off to the right of Girard. McMurphy will take it for Tri-City against Adam Johnson. McMurphy wins it. Back to Kerr. Cross to Dello. Keeps it in. Almost lost it, but got it down low to Hutchison, who left it for McMurphy. McMurphy played it up for Kerr, and Kerr got it back down low. Picked up by Ryan Mantha. Mantha on the far side, outletted it to Hawkins, who put it in neutral ice. Nice job by Kerr, batted it out of the air, and it's dumped in by Sioux City. Tori Dello in the near side corner, played it around to the far side for Hutchison, chips it out to neutral ice. Nice job on the clear by Hutchison. Now in neutral ice, it's banked right in front of the Storm bench, and we've got too many men. Storm were making a change. It hit off a skate in front of the Storm bench while they're making a change. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner is arguing the call. Storm only had five on when they whistled it, but it looks like that's what they're whistling here. And Nick Hutchison will go to the box. Tough when you're making a change if it hits one of your guys in front of your bench. That usually is a good indicator. Too many men on the ice, so the Storm back to the GNC penalty kill here. One of two are the Musketeers. Storm send out Lebowski, Berger, Martin, and Glukowski. Kill this penalty. 14:41 remaining in the second. 1-1 the score. Face-off is scrum form won by the Storm. Martin played it for Lebowski, and Lebowski, nice job, rolling it all the way down the ice. Girard makes the stop in the Musketeer end, and now Neil Pionk will have it with a man advantage on the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. And now here's Thomas in onside. Thomas over to Hawkins with a shot. Levine makes the save with a mask. And the rebound to the far side as Lebowski chipped it forward. Not out, though. Thomas over to Heinrich. Heinrich on the left point. Heinrich, a Washington Capitals draft pick, holding on it. Back to Thomas. Jared Thomas, top right of the zone. Snively down low. Back to Heinrich. Heinrich faked on a shot with Berger out on top of him. Snively down low to Thomas on the goal line. Looking and put it through Snively's legs all the way down. Girard holding there. 106 remaining in the Musketeer man advantage, the GNC penalty kill. Storm able to change. McMurphy, Gomez, Glukowski, and Martin on. Heinrich past the red line. Wraps it around to the far side. Snively couldn't handle it on the wall. Kept in, though, by Pionk. Nice pass over to Thomas. Thomas controls. Down low it goes. Snively behind the net. Snively to the center. And it was knocked away. Gomez has it. And Gomez banks it out of the zone. All the way down it goes. Ryan McMurphy will skate down. Play Mantha on the body. Nice job by McMurphy here. Kills a couple seconds. And now McMurphy retreats as the Musketeers have it. 27 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. As it's hoping it. Dumps it into the Storm end. Dello around to get it. Dello faked on a little bit of a slapper. And then got tied up. Didn't keep the puck, and now it's Mueller on the left point for Sioux City. Mueller with a shot was blocked by McMurphy. Now Mueller again with it. Nice job by McMurphy. Gets a hit on Mueller. Mueller back with it down low. Put it in the skates of Schmidt, who put it wide of the net. Now Gomez with it on the far side wall. And the Storm are back at full strength. Gomez gets it out to neutralize. And Hutchison, who just came off out of the box, played it on the far side for Gomez. Gomez got it tied up in his skates. Hutchison dumps it in, takes a hit there from Mantha, and skates to the bench. Drew Mayer is in on the forecheck now. And Mueller is deep behind his own net. Eastman and Mayer, good forecheck here. Mantha backhands one act to neutralize, and Schultz will bring it right back in. Jalen Schultz with a shot save made by Girard. He hangs on to stop play. 12:09 remaining here in the second period. Still tied 1-1. At the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. The two goals here tonight scored from Jared Thomas as well as Chris Wilkie. For Wilkie, it is his first point of the season. Robbie Payne, his first point of the season. Joel Lesperon's second assist of the year. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm, 21-17. Here at the Viero Event Center. And we've got the Viero Wireless 4G Slapshot Challenge going on here. As the Storm have a media timeout going on right now, Josh Howgie discussing a play on the bench in a 1-1 game. Both teams with four shots on net here in the second period. Three penalties have been Wilkie for tripping, Jared Thomas for charging, and a Storm bench minor for too many men on the ice. Face-off is going to be to the right of Girard as we restart play. L'Esperance will take the draw against Austin Aduno for Sioux City. And L'Esperance gets tossed from the circle. So Chris Wilkie will come in and take it. And now Robbie Payne will come in and take it. A little confusion here. Payne wins the face-off, but loses the puck to Aduno. Moduno past the red line into the Storm end as Delaney bats it back out to Neil Pionk for Sioux City. And Heinrich ahead for Montgomery with some space in onside. Montgomery with a shot save made by Levine. Levine hangs on and then whacks Moduno, who was in front of him. Whacked him on the skate, though. There's a lot of protection on the skate. 11:53 remains here in the second period, just about halfway through this one. 1-1 score, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers. We're back here at the Viero Event Center tomorrow night. Storm will take on the Waterloo Blackhawks. 7:05 is when the puck will drop. 6:45, the Viero Wireless pregame show right here on the Breeze. Bukowski off the faceoff found Robbie Payne on the near side, and Payne across the ice to Wilkie. Wilkie tried to chip it in for L'Esperance, but it was knocked back out. Kevin Kerr at the red line tried to dump it in. It was gloved down by Nardella. Nice little backwards pass over to Aduno with space. Shots deflected into the netting and out of play. 11:33 remaining in the second period right here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1. Storm looking to stay unbeaten in regulation. They're 2-0-1 coming in with 5 points. Musketeers only have one win, and that's right here at the Viero Event Center against the Storm a week ago. 1-2-1 is Sioux City through their first four games. Storm with a faceoff. It's Poganski who brings it out to neutralize. Turnover to Lebowski. Dan Lebowski races in. Shoot. Save made by Girard with the blocker. Rebound Berger. Try to play it down low. Too far ahead of Lebowski, and it's picked up on the near side. Turn right back over to Poganski. He shoves it in deep. Now Nardella has it on the far side. Well, again, turned over to Lebowski. Now down low. Lebowski trying to go down low, and now it's out of the zone. Delaney banked it back in. Storm tag up. Berger try to make a move around Amorosa, and now Amorosa starts forward for Johnson. Adam Johnson takes a wrist shot. Save Levine. Oh, Levine. It got under Levine. It's a goal. Johnson with the second goal of the season. Both of them against Tri-City, and a tough goal to give up for the Storm. As Johnson scores, Aduno came in with the puck. I think Nardella was on the ice as well. Here on the replay, we see it. Aduno had left it for Johnson, and Levine wants that one back. Got under Levine, and it's 2-1 Musketeers, 10:58. Remaining in the second period. Storm had been doing very good work on that shift with a couple players. Berger looked very good, and Lebowski, quick shot from Sioux City as they came into the zone. Levine made the save, and now here's Kyle Eastman. Eastman past the red line, in onside. Eastman to the center. Gerard makes the save. Rebound was there for Hutchison. Couldn't get a stick on it. And now Peterson shoots it down the ice into the Storm end. Icing waved off Ryan McMurphy, first man there. Cutler Martin has it. Martin got past one man for Hutchison. Backhands it deep. Eastman goes and chases to the corner. Eastman tied up. Pucks moved around for Martin on the far side. Throws one at the net. Gerard makes the save. So Sioux City has taken a 2-1 lead. 10-11 remaining in the second period. And the Musketeers, second lead of the night. Goal there was scored by Adam Johnson. The second goal of the season. And the Storm trail 2-1. Storm with the faceoff. Chase McMurphy had it. Got batted wide. Dello with a shot blocked in front. Rebound was loose. Chase McMurphy overskates it. And now it's Joe Snively leading a 3-on-2. Snively in onside. From the far side with a shot that was blocked. Rebound loose in front of Levine. Went wide of the crease. Oh, boy. Big opportunity for the Musketeers. Now Chase McMurphy has it for Tri-City. It's kept in by the Musketeers. Nice job by Kerr to find Gomez. Gomez could not control it, neutralize. And now it's back to Neil Pionk. Pionk to Heinrich on the near side. Heinrich takes a hit there from Mayer, but got it back to Pionk. Pionk in on side, just put one wide of the net. And now Kerr around the far side, kept in by Snively. Back to Kerr. Kerr leaves it to Gomez. Garrett Gomez will skate it to neutral ice, past the red line. Gomez gets stopped at the line. It's an offside whistled on Tri-City. 9:18 remains here in the second period on the Breeze. Tri-City trailing 2-1. Goal scored by Adam Johnson. Austin Aduno picks up the first assist there. As the faceoff is won forward by the Storm, but Payne lost it. And now Montgomery past the red line. Montgomery to the center. Backhand shot bouncing around in front. Taken back by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie overskated the puck. Got it to neutral ice. And now L'Esperance left it for Robbie Payne, who tried to put it in deep. It was stopped by Mantha. And the Storm are offside once again. 8:55 remains here in the second period on the Breeze. Tri-City trailing 2-1 to the Musketeers here at the Viero Event Center. First of two home games this weekend for the Storm. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. Mueller played it to Mantha on the far side. Mantha back to Mueller. Mueller holding it on the near side. It's moved in. Shot on Levine, makes the save. Shot came from Kyle Schmidt. Stoppage with 8:43 remaining in the second period. 2-1 the score. Musketeers on top of the Storm. Face off to the left of Levine now. L'Esperance is against Johnson. L'Esperance wins it. Delaney could not get it out of the zone. Now on a second attempt, he moved it forward for Wilkie and Robbie Payne. Payne finds Delaney in onside. Delaney on the circle, lost the puck. Here comes the Musketeers. Mueller put it in a neutral ice. Now Hawkins moving it in onside after L'Esperance batted it away. Johnson keeps it in. And a stoppage. I don't know if it was a hand pass on the Musketeers. The net was off its moorings, is what they whistled. I don't know how that happened. But the net came off, so you'd assume the faceoff will, yes, it will stay in the Storm end. 8:20 remains here in the second period. 2-1 Sioux City. A goal by Adam Johnson here at 9:02 of the second period. Now Jared Thomas gets knocked out of the faceoff circle. Peterson is in. Now Olsen is in. Berger against Olsen. Olsen false starts as well. They don't take him out, though. And the faceoff's won by the Storm. Schultz down low. And Cutler Martin has it on the far side wall. Out to neutral ice. Poganski brings it in. Nardella tried to backhand it out. Kept in by the Storm, but now picked up by Thomas behind the Sioux City net. Nardella has it. Nardella moving forward. Cross-ice pass chipped in by Trevor Olsen. Levine will go out and get it. And a nice job by Levine as Thomas takes out the official. Here comes Berger. Berger in onside. Poganski on the near side. Poganski to the center. Berger got it knocked off his stick, and now Peterson's going to start forward, try to leave it for Thomas. Nice job by Schultz defensively to stop that one. Peterson came in onside. Martin breaks up that play, and now Cutler Martin hits. Oh, he could have hit Poganski with a nice play, but Poganski went to the bench. Lebowski picks it up, and into the corner it went. Thomas over and out of the zone to neutral ice. Storm turn it over in neutral ice, though, as Olsen backhands it back in deep. Kevin Kerr picks up for Tri-City. Kerr moving forward with 7:13 remaining in the period. Kerr with speed through neutral ice to the net and taking off the puck before he got there. Eastman gets shoved, and now Snively has it. Snively forward for Blake Heinrich, the defenseman, and he's in onside. Heinrich into the corner on the near side corner. Centering pass up top for Pionk. Fakes on a shot. Throws one wide of the net. Picked up by the Storm. Now it's Hutchison. 4-on-2 for Tri-City. Hutchison put it down low. McMurphy goes to get it. McMurphy back to Hutchison. Fakes on a shot. Throws it in front. Eastman could not get a shot off, but got it over to McMurphy. McMurphy behind the net. McMurphy up top. Hutchison slams one. That's blocked in front. Now here comes Hopinen for the Musketeers. Hopinen moving in on Delaney. Delaney falls down. Glukowski goes to pick him up. And now Delaney picks it up. So Hutchison banks it off to neutral ice. Dumped back in by the Musketeers. Hutchison was taken down. Fans wanted a penalty. Looks like no call coming. Here's a Storm try to home run pass. It was knocked down by Mantha. And now Maduno got it in offside. Musketeers. 6:06 remaining here in the second. Tri-City trailing 2-1 to Sioux City. Storm tied this one at one after an early Jared Thomas goal. Chris Wilkie tied it at the end of the first. Now here at the end of the second, well, with 6 minutes left in the second, the Storm are in a 2-1 hole after a goal by Adam Johnson. And the Storm could use another late period goal. And we'll see if they can get one. Here is Josh Howdy trying to rile his team up on the bench. 2-1 Musketeer lead right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Once again, we'll be with you again tomorrow right back here in Kearney. Tri-City Storm facing the Waterloo Blackhawks on a Saturday night, 7:05 puck drop. Fire and ice night tomorrow night. Storm will honor the local volunteer firefighters in central Nebraska. And we'll see the faceoff out in neutral ice here to restart play. 6:06 left in the second period. Tri-City out shooting the Musketeers 24-22 unofficially. They trail 2-1. Musketeers dumping into the Storm man off the faceoff. Delaney was slow to get to it, try to move it away. Now Levine knocked it in front, a chance in front. It got deflected out of play. That's a bad defensive shift from the Storm there. Delaney took a while to get to the puck. Then he tried to chip it past the Musketeer to Glukowski. And then it just got bounced around in front, right in front of Levine. A point-blank opportunity in front of Levine. And the Musketeers with a good chance there, but it was deflected out of play. 5:52 left in the second. Storm trail 2-1. Musketeers tie up on the faceoff. Quick shot from Johnson. Save made, Levine. Nice save by Levine. And Cutler Martin found the rebound in front, cleared out. And now it's back in on Levine. He gloves it down and holds on. And Schultz battling in front there with Montgomery in front of his netminder. Levine now 22 saves on 24 shots. He's made some good stops. Two goals he's allowed have been ones that you think he would be able to stop as he gets better and more mature. Levine, just a 17-year-old high school player. And the faceoff to the left of Levine in the Storm end. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Robbie Payne has it. Neutral ice. Played it forward to Lesperance. Chipped it past Nardella. And it's a loose puck down low. Lesperance picks it up on the near side wall. Robbie Payne battling. Kept in by Glukowski. Shot was fanned on. And now Lacroix played it forward. Glukowski knocks down his man, and offside is the call. He knocked down Snively there. Face off. And they're going to get a penalty. They're going to get a penalty on Glukowski for a check from behind. Tough whistle by Nolan Glukowski. Referees are all over it. They're right in front of the play. 2-minute penalty kill for the Storm. The GNC penalty kill here for Tri-City. Musketeers, 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. And Storm win the faceoff but can't clear. Kept in by Heinrich. Heinrich at the top of the zone. Now to Snively on the right circle. Snively down low to Thomas. Thomas switches places with Snively to the top of the right circle. Centering pass. Turnaround shot. Hawkins save made. Levine got it with a stick. And now Snively behind the net. Up top for Neil Pionk. Storm able to get to the puck but cannot clear. And on the near side wall, Schultz battling, trying to get it forward. Berger, Lebowski there for Tri-City. Pionk, Hawkins keeps it in. Down low, deflection and a save made by Levine. Deflected off of Berger's stick. And Levine got it with the glove. 1:23 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. 4:41. Left in the second period, Tri-City trails 2-1. If the Storm could kill this penalty, maybe it'll generate some momentum here for the final few minutes of the period. Tri-City trying to get an equalizer here at the end of the second. Faceoff won by Sioux City. They got it behind the net. Schmidt up to Mantha. Mantha on the left point. Down low for Peterson at the top of the right circle with a shot. And it trickles in. It got by Levine and trickled into the back of the net. Levine was screened in front. And the Musketeers get their second power play goal of the night and lead 3-1 over Tri-City with 4:27 remaining in the second period. Tough for Levine to see. We had a screen in front. And we watched the replay here in the arena. Shot was taken by Peterson. And not sure if it was deflected in front, but it trickled home. Schmidt was the man who was in front there. And now it's a 3-1 lead, the first two-goal deficit for the Storm this season. Faceoff now, Lesperance and Aduno. You're going to give the goal to Schmidt here. Tough to see, though, whether it was deflected in front. The initial shot was taken by Peterson. Musketeers right back in. Shot on Levine, makes the save. And now behind the net, another opportunity for the Musketeers. Neil Pionk over to Heinrich. Heinrich try to go down low for Olsen. Trevor Olsen let it go, and now it's Cutler Martin. On the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie ahead. Nice job by Lesperance to stick it down and neutralize. Robbie Payne came in with it offside. Schultz put it back in. Storm tag up. Under 4 minutes left to go in the second period. Storm trailing 3-1 to Sioux City. Heinrich, nice pass here to Olsen. In onside, Montgomery. Montgomery to the net. Levine sticks it away as it went through the crease. Olsen fell down in front of Levine, and now Kerr has it. Nice pass for Robbie Payne. Led it for Wilkie. Couldn't get control, and Pionk will pick it up for Sioux City. Pionk, nice move to steer away from Lesperance. And now Pionk ahead to Trevor Olsen. Centering pass. Montgomery shoots and scores. Storm with a lazy transition play, and the Musketeers capitalize. 4-1 lead for the Musketeers. 3:24 left in the second period, and the boys in yellow have taken over this one. 3 second period goals for Sioux City. And now you're going to time out. Never mind. Thought we saw a timeout. Officials just trying to restart play here. Josh Howgie, fit to be tied on the bench right now. And a great play for the Musketeers in transition, using everyone, and Montgomery puts it home. 4-1 the lead for the Musketeers. Now Olsen. Olsen, this is Nick Olsen. Got it taken away, and Alaboski tried to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. Down low in the Storm end. Glukowski ahead for Poganski. Poganski forward for Berger. Berger, cross-ice pass in offside to Lavosky. No doubt about it, it was offside. Lavosky's upset about it. Lavosky was ahead of the play, and Berger took an extra second to make the pass. And just an example of how this second period has gone for the Storm. They had the momentum in the dressing room after one. But here in the second, three unanswered goals for the Musketeers have made it 4-1 Sioux City. 2:50 left in the period. Storm in the faceoff at center ice. And Jalen Schultz found Hutchison, who dumped it in deep. Snively first man there. Moved it. And Storm get a turnover at the top of the zone. Hutchison backhands it deep, where Mueller has it. Mueller from behind the net to the far side. Hopinen couldn't get it out. Hutchison there again. Hutchison lost it, though, as he tried to stick handle through a couple players. And now Lacroix past the red line. Ships it into the far side corner where Hopinen's got it. Centering pass, Levine. Took out a piece of it. And it went behind the net now to Hopinen. Hopinen with Schultz on him. Still has the puck. Hopinen gets past McMurphy. Now down low behind the net. Hopinen has it in the near side corner down low. Back to Snively on the far side. Snively up top. Mantha with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound far side corner. Picked up by Lacroix. Big hit by Martin and a penalty on Cutler Martin. So we'll see a penalty to Cutler Martin, who's a big hit from behind. And now Martin pushing and shoving with Lacroix, who wasn't happy with the hit. A glove has been dropped. And Martin, it was Martin's glove. Lacroix didn't want to go. Lacroix was suspended earlier in the season from a fight incident where he took off a player's helmet. Martin, absolute boarding penalty, no doubt about it. Shove Lacroix right into the boards. Now the only question is it a two or a five? Martin's going to get the gate. Cutler Martin's been ejected, and really, at this level, you can't take that penalty and not get ejected. And Martin should know that. He's been in this league. He's a veteran now. He's arguing about it, but no doubt about it. Storm just lucky it's not a five-minute major at this point. It's a two-minute minor and a 10-minute game misconduct. Lesperance in to serve the penalty. 1:49 remaining here in the period. Storm trailing 4-1. Face-off down the GNC penalty kill. The clock had started as there's a false start. Clock was messed up there, and now Sioux City won the faceoff, and a fan on the shot by Heinrich. Storm had an opportunity. It's a mess here in the Storm end. Sioux City on the power play. A couple chances for the Storm to have an odd man rush there shorthanded, but they could not do it. Musketeers still with it now. Snively. Down low it goes. Shot from Thomas. Deflection. Right on a Pionk stick. Back to Thomas. Chance in front. Big opportunity there for Hawkins. Missed the net wide. Now Snively with a minute 10 left in the period. Penalty will carry over to the third for the Musketeers. Hawkins over to Thomas. Now Heinrich. Back to Thomas. Top of the right circle. Down low it goes. Centering pass. Hawkins with a shot. Save made. Levine. Rebound. Pionk holding down low for Snively. Snively over there to Thomas. Now Heinrich. Now Pionk. Pionk is down low. Now he's going to skate to the top of the left circle. Pionk takes on a shot. Heinrich. Shot. Missed net wide. Rebound. Hawkins puts it in. Official waves it off. The net was loose, and that's why they blew it off. Oh, wow. Musketeers would have had a power play goal. They're having problems with that net down there on this, that side of the ice. That would have been a goal for Brandon Hawkins, and it gets blown off. Whistle was blown before it went in, no doubt about it. Storm dodge a huge bullet, already trailing three goals. And they got to fix that net there with Levine. Levine, in the Storm's defense, has been plowed into a few times, and that's why the net was loose in the first place. But 40 seconds remain in the period. Now we're going to have what a mess here on the scoreboard. Scoreboard is being reset here at the Viero Event Center. It's a 4-1 game. The Musketeers have taken a commanding lead with three unanswered goals here in the second period. Storm on the GNC penalty kill for the rest of this period. Just having problems with the clock. Just put something up there because they can reset it during intermission. 56 seconds, it looks like, is what remains in the penalty, which is to Cutler Martin, but they have it up there for L'Esperance. L'Esperance is serving the penalty for Cutler Martin. And officials seem to be satisfied enough with the scoreboard. 45 seconds remains. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers. Mantha at the left point. Mantha over to Hopinen. Shot. Save Levine with the right pad. Delaney chipped the rebound forward to McMurphy. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Mantha fanned on it. And McMurphy saw an opportunity for a shorthanded chance, but Schmidt has it now. 25 seconds left in the period. And it's Kyle Schmidt who retreats behind his own net for Mantha. Mantha with 20 seconds left in the period. Ahead for Mueller. Mueller in on side. Mueller holding, centering pass, shot, score. Kyle Schmidt with 10 seconds left in the period. And it's now 5-1. Schmidt on the transition. And the fifth goal allowed for the new goaltender for the Storm, Hayden Levine. 5-1 the score. Musketeers have the four-goal advantage now with 10 seconds left in the second period, and it's their third power play goal of the game. 10 seconds left in the period here as the Storm. A late change has Gomez on the ice, and they win the faceoff. Gomez on the far side dumps it in deep to the Musketeer end, and that's how the period here will end. It is 5-1. The goal, Schmidt scores it from Tyler Mueller, and players pushing and shoving at the end of the period. Heinrich and Chase McMurphy at odds. A 5-1 score in favor of Sioux City. Been a little bit different than what the Storm has seen this year in their first three games. Olsen's got to be ripped away from the pile there at the end of the period. Drew Mayer involved as well. And four unanswered goals for the Musketeers in the second period has the Storm trailing 5-1 after 40 minutes. Take a break here and get back with you on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back to the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm now trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers here tonight in the first of a two-game home stretch this weekend and then two more next weekend. So really a four-game home stretch here for the Tri-City Storm. And we're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, storing this one, Musketeers have converted on the power play. Storm have not. Hayden Levine, in his first game, has allowed 5 goals on 33 shots. As we get inside the Stadler Implement period recap, and we talked about the first period, pretty even period. The Storm looked like they had fight in them, and it was a 1-1 game after one, a late goal by Chris Wilkie, and you're thinking, okay, this is good. The Storm are going to have the momentum going into the second. Here in the second period, Sioux City scores 4 unanswered goals, 2 on the power play, and the Storm had some momentum in the second, but they took some penalties. They had too many men bench minor. Wilkie had a tripping penalty early on. Cutler Martin gets tossed from the game. A 2-10 for checking from behind. The goals for Sioux City, 2 of them for Kyle Schmidt. He had both power play goals. Adam Johnson scored the first one, and that was the bad one that Wilkie wants to have back, because you're in a 1-1 game, 9 minutes in, everything is squared away, and the second half of the period gets away from the Storm. That second goal that was scored by Adam Johnson, he just threw one from outside, from the near side wall at the net, and Levine didn't get down quick enough. It got under him. No one was screening him in front. There was no traffic there, and So that's where you get that goal for Johnson. The Storm definitely were deflated a bit by that goal, but they battled back for a little bit, and then you got the power play goal from Schmidt, and then it got unraveled. You had the goal from Montgomery a minute and 3 seconds later. Trevor Olsen picks up the assist there. So it's now all of a sudden you're looking at a 4-1 deficit, then the Cutler-Martin penalty out of frustration more than anything, and Schmidt, with just 10 seconds left in the period, gets his second power play goal of the period. So the four goals for Sioux City, they now are 3 of 5 on the power play. They outshot the Storm 20-8 in that second period. And Tri-City, 0-for-3 on the power play, have not generated any offense off that power play. The only goal for the Storm in the first period, Chris Wilkie from Robbie Payne and Joel Esperance. And I think it's a little bit of both things right now. You got to have some of those saves if you're the Storm with Hayden Levine. But at the same time, I think the Storm in transition could be better. Their defensive play in their own zone could be better. There's a lot of things that could be better right now. And so I think it's easy to just blame it on your goaltender a little bit here. But I think it's the whole team right now. You're down 5-1. Storm have not lost in regulation. So, you know, it's looking like this might be their first loss in regulation. But right now it's more important than anything to see a third period where they bounce back. And you know what? They lose a game here tonight. You lose a game. But tomorrow night, there's another game. And you got Waterloo coming in tomorrow. And I think the Storm need to get some momentum right now. At the end of the second period here, they have no momentum. So if you use the third period, you got 20 minutes. Get some momentum. Score a couple goals. You might lose, but you can't lose the whole weekend here. And I think that's what the more important thing is. You might lose a point or two here, but if you lose a point or two tomorrow because you still don't have momentum, that's inexcusable. So I think you got to regroup. You play 20 of your hardest minutes right now, and you move into tomorrow, and you hope for the best against Waterloo, where you would presume that Jacob Johansson will get his fourth start of the season. But, hey, Hayden Levine is your goaltender for the future. Johansson will not be back next year. He's a 20-year-old player. Levine is a young guy. He's in high school right now. And he's a projected high NHL pick. He's projected to be very good. Is he having a rough first game? Potentially. But you can't get down on him. He's going to have a lot of starts in the future. And the Storm projecting him to be here next season, he's got to take his lumps at some point. And that's what's going on right now here at the Viero Event Center. After two periods, Musketeers with a 5-1 lead over the Tri-City Storm. We're just getting started here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll get back in just a few minutes for your out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as all of the recap here of the first two periods from the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm trailing 5-1. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm had a 1-1 even score after one period, but four consecutive goals in the second period give Sioux City the commanding lead right now, 5-1 with 20 minutes remaining. Let's get your USHL out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto, think hassle-free, think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Youngstown defeats Chicago 3-0. And that game is final from Youngstown, the Phantoms, with a 3-0 win over Chicago. And if you don't believe it, I'm not kidding you, Omaha has still not allowed a goal. This is the fourth consecutive game for Omaha, and Cole Bruns is about to get his fourth consecutive shutout. I don't know what the USHL record is for consecutive shutout minutes, but Cole Bruns has got to be nearing it here as we have a final from Ralston Arena. Two goals in the third period for Omaha from Luca Frigo and Tyler Vissel. The Lancers have not allowed a goal through four games. A greater feat, I don't know if it can be accomplished this season. This is unbelievable for Cole Bruns and the Omaha defense. Haven't allowed one in four consecutive games, and they are 4-0. With a commanding lead in the Western Conference standings. Other games around the USHL, Des Moines and Fargo are tied 2-2 late in the game in Fargo. The Bucks were down 2-1 at last check, but they got a goal from Garrett Cocker on the power play, and things are tied 2-2 with just a minute 18 remaining in regulation up at Shields Arena in Fargo. Waterloo has a 5-1 lead now on the Lincoln Stars. Waterloo coming in here tomorrow. And again, this is a reason for the Storm, where right now they got to be concerned about this game, but then they're going to be concerned about Waterloo, putting up five goals in the Lincoln Stars in the icebox. Drew Melanson with a power play goal in the third period to have Waterloo up 5-1, out shooting Lincoln 36-27. Stars still searching for their first win on the season. And Dubuque has taken a 2-0 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Starting the third period of play, Dubuque on top of Muskegon at home, 2-0. Storm fans, we want to remind you that Norm's Plumbing is your source for all your home plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Contact Norm's Plumbing in Kearney at 308-236-7788. And also, Storm fans, want to get you a reminder about the Valentino's Tuesday Trivia on Facebook. We've been doing it every week. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Trivia question every Tuesday on the Storm Facebook page. You get the correct answer, you're entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's right here in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. Come back for the third period of play. Tri-City trailing Sioux City 5-1 with 20 minutes remaining right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center. offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Third period at the Viero Event Center here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And a lot of fans here at the arena wondering which goaltender will get to start in the third period. That'll be Hayden Levine, staying in the net for the third period. Storm trailing 5-1 right now as they come out of the second intermission and just looking for momentum at this point. And right now, I don't think a goalie change will give you any momentum. Storm fans, want to see Johansson? Come here tomorrow night because he'll be ready, as Johansson will probably get the start tomorrow night, you'd think. Levine has got 20 more minutes. This was his game. This was his chance to prove himself. And it's been a little bit of a rough start for Levine's career here in the USHL, but his team have only scored one goal. And of my opinion, the Storm are not going to win many games when they only score one goal. And they won their two out of their first three games scoring one goal. It's not going to carry over. And they got to get the offense working if they're going to win games in this league. That is how you win. You got to score. Goaltending is great. And they have a great backbone of goaltending. But you got to be able to score. And right now, the Storm are looking at one goal per game. And that's not enough to win in this league. Face-off to start the third period. The Storm from right to left on your radio dial. Musketeers win the draw there, going from left to right. They have the puck through neutral ice, chipped in deep there by the Musketeers and Thomas. And Thomas hits Schultz. Storm, by the way, starting the third period on the penalty kill. And now, they're not starting on the penalty kills. Musketeers scored a power play goal with 10 seconds left. Martin is still in the box, though, on the misconduct. He was not tossed from the game, so they just knocked Martin out there for 10 minutes. So Martin will get a chance to play in this one. He was not disqualified. So probably no suspension off the hit. 30 seconds into the third period. Sorry for the miscommunication there, but we'll have a penalty to Tri-City. A slashing call to Jalen Schultz. Puts the Musketeers in the power play in the Storm on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and north of Walmart in Hastings. Musketeers with an opportunity right off the power play. Open net, and Snively just put it wide. Joe Snively had about as open of a net as you can have, and he missed completely. Now Thomas with a shot. Nice glove save there by Hayden Levine. Stops play. 1:42 remaining here in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 18 seconds in. 19:13 remaining in the game. 5-1 Sioux City. Storm on the faceoff. Delaney brings it forward. Delaney past the red line. Dumps it in deep. Mayer leaves it there for Gomez. Picked up by Snively, though, for Sioux City. Snively with an opportunity here to stretch things out. Hawkins in onside for Thomas on the right side. Thomas threw it back out of the zone behind his defense. And it's picked up by Blake Heinrich. Heinrich Passes forward to Thomas. Thomas cannot get in the zone. He circles back towards the red line. At center ice, he flips one forward for Snively. He brings it in. Nice hit there by Delaney on Snively. McMurphy around back to Dello, and he'll fire it the length of the ice. Wide of the net it goes, picked up by Mantha. Ryan Mantha now, under a minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Ahead now for Hoponen. Hoponen flips it in onside. Big opportunity for the Musketeers, but the pass went over Schmidt's head. Now up top for Mantha. Mantha over to Mueller. Mueller with a shot. Went wide. Rebound was loose. And it's chipped wide of the net. Now Ryan McMurphy has it. McMurphy for the Storm settles it down and puts it into the near side corner. Storm still killing the penalty here. McMurphy goes off on a change. 25 seconds remaining in the power play. Musketeers with the puck. Hoponen starts forward through neutral ice. Poganski chips that one loose. Offside is the call on the Musketeers. 17:48 remaining here in the third period. 5-1 the score now in favor of the Musketeers. Crowd silent here at the Viero Event Center. After the Musketeers have scored four straight in the second period, taking the crowd out of it. Storm got to do something to wake them up here, the third. As here's a big opportunity for Aduno. He shoots and misses the net. Levine may have gotten a piece of it there. And we got final seconds here of the power play. We're back at even strength. Musketeers with the puck. And on the far side wall, Hutchison hits Aduno. Kept in, though, by Nardella at the left point. Nardella takes a hit from Hutchison. And now Olsen gets tied up, threw one wide of the net. It was deflected in front. Now Schultz has it. Schultz played it forward into the Musketeers zone. Knocked down, though, by Amorosa. And now played by Montgomery deep into the Storm end. Levine holds it with the stick and now leaves it for Delaney. Delaney passes to Wilkie. Wilkie left it for L'Esperance. It's almost turned over. But L'Esperance gets it back from Dello and gets it in deep. Sticked away by Girard, the man in net for the Musketeers. And now Sioux City plays forward. In onside for Lacroix on the right side. Lacroix to the center and a play for Johnson tied up by Glukowski. Now Glukowski with it on his stick. Flips it to neutral ice. Rolls through the neutral ice zone and back to Girard. Piatt cross-ice pass deflected by Lacroix to neutral ice. Glukowski to the red line and in to the near side corner of the Sioux City end. Heinrich from behind the net sees some pressure. Picks the puck back up, and now Lacroix flips it to neutral ice. Two on two as the Storm haul down one, a Sioux City player. No call coming. Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Girard. And a stoppage with 16:12 remaining here in the third period. Tri-City trailing 5-1 to Sioux City. Viero Event Center in Kearney on the breeze. Not 94.5 FM. Face off to the right of Girard. Berger now with Thomas. And the Storm win it. Lebowski trying to throw one at the net. It was blocked by Mantha. Lebowski hits Mantha on the boards. Not an easy thing to do for Lebowski, who has a huge size disadvantage. Mantha is 6'5". Lebowski about 5'6", 5'7". Chance in front for the Musketeers. Put the puck wide. Now Poganski with it on the far side. Poganski in onside. Poganski tried to move around Mantha. He lost the puck. And it's out to neutral ice. Jared Thomas ahead of the play with Olsen. Trevor Olsen takes a hit, moves it to Thomas. Thomas holding. Nice cross-ice pass just a little far ahead of Nardella. Now Nardella down low, and it's picked up by Berger. Berger puts it into the near side corner for Lebowski. Lebowski took a hit from Thomas. Puck's loose, picked up by Sioux City. Amorosa fakes on a shot to Nardella, who couldn't handle the pass. Now Nardella dumps it in. Thomas lets it go to the near side. Musketeers cycling here. It's Peterson. Peterson holding the top of the zone. Peterson with a shot deflected on Schultz, who blocked it and couldn't get possession, though. Now it's Berger who comes over to take the puck. Flips it to Delaney and takes a hit. Delaney moves forward, and Poganski has it. Poganski banks it off Snively's skate. Turnover. Shot. Save, Levine. Shot from Lacroix. Levine makes the save and stops play. 14:51 remaining here in the third, and right now, the shots on goal in favor of Sioux City, 37-26. You look at the shots on net and how things have changed. The Storm at one point had a 21-17 shot advantage, and now it's 37-26. Just look at the shots now. Puck rolls in on Lavigne. He stops play once again. 14:42 remaining. It's been a tale of two halves, no doubt. Halfway through the game, the Musketeers get their second goal of the night from Adam Johnson. And after that, things have completely changed for the Storm. They've not had energy. They haven't gotten pucks deep into the Musketeer end. You know, if the faceoff, we get a tie up here, and Mayer is going to be tossed from the circle. They'll redo the faceoff. Really, just things have been a tale of two halves. And in the first half, the Storm were competitive. The second half, they have not been. Faceoff was won by the Musketeers into the corner. And Hopinen, tied up by Kerr, made the play to Lacroix. Centering pass was knocked away. And now Gomez got it out to neutralize. Pionk put it back in. Dello couldn't handle a rolling puck and now calms it down in the Storm end. Chase McMurphy passed ahead for Gomez. Gomez got it with a stick but couldn't control it as Pionk banked it out. And now here comes Hopinen. Hopinen in onside. Hopinen spinning and twisting and turning on Lavigne. Tried to shot in front. Lavigne was there for it and sticked it away. And now Aduno from the corner trying to get to the center. Storm not allowing him to. Aduno back up top for Mueller. Now Mantha on the right point. Mantha with a shot, deflection in front. And Lavigne didn't see it all the way. But the rebound picked up now by Schmidt. Up top for Mueller. Mueller with a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound, Gomez on the near side wall. Gomez for the Storm. Playing with Glukowski. Puck's rolled over to Lavigne. And Lavigne again covers up and stops play. 13:36 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play, Tri-City Storm trailing 5-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers. You know cars and trucks today last longer than ever, but you have got to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance. And at Big O Tires, they can take care of that for you with complete radiator, fuel system, power steering, brake system, and transmission flush service. Big O will take great care to ensure your vehicle is properly maintained. Go to Big O Tires today. Storm trailing 5-1 here in that Big O Tires third period of play. Right now, looking for anything to get some momentum here as they have not scored since late in the first period, and that's about the rate that the Storm have been scoring. About one goal a game. And that's not going to cut it here in the USHL. Not going to cut it in almost any league. You can't win with scoring one goal a game. Face off to the left of Lavigne. Is won by the Storm. Schultz chips it to the side wall, and Hutchison moves it forward. Stopped, though, by the Musketeers. Johnson fires a shot wide of the net, and now Delaney picks it forward. Eastman ahead for Hutchison. Hutchison, nice pass to McMurphy, who tried to get it free, but the puck was forced into the corner, and now Johnson has it. Big hit attempt from Eastman, but he missed Johnson behind the play, and now Nick Olson throws it in deep. Lavigne settles it down, and it's moved forward. Not out of the zone, though, as Trevor Olson keeps it in. Now Delaney on the far side for Tri-City. Delaney banks it out to neutral ice, takes a hit from Olson. And now the Storm get a turnover. They're in onside McMurphy. McMurphy trying to find Eastman. It was deflected away, and now Trevor Olson starts things for Thomas. Jared Thomas down the far side with a shot. Lavigne hits into the mask. Rebound, Olson put it wide. Lavigne made the first save. Second attempt on the rebound for Olson went wide. Delaney wraps it to the near side wall now. Hutchison trying to seal off Thomas. Puck's deep behind the Storm net. McMurphy finds it. Ryan McMurphy, cross-ice pass, finds Hutchison, who settles it down. Gets to the red line, throws it in deep. Now it's picked up by Nardella in the near side corner of the Sioux City end. Nardella holding over to Omarosa. Omarosa back to Peterson, turns it over ahead to Glukowski. Glukowski finds Wilkie. Wilkie to Lesperance, and he missed the net. Good setup there by Wilkie. Lesperance saw the opening and just missed the net. And icing waved off here as it's deep into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr rode his man opening into the wall. Snively got taken down. No call coming as Lesperance has it. Lesperance chips it forward for Robbie Payne. Payne in onside with Wilkie. Nice pass to Kerr. Kerr with a backhand shot. Chance in front went wide. Berger took a hit after the play there, and it's knocked out of the zone. Good setup by the Storm. Dello has it now in the Storm end. Pass was deflected by Lacroix. Bouncing puck, Lesperance corralled it into the near side wall where Schmidt picks it up for Sioux City. And now in the near side corner, as it's moved up top for Pionk. Pionk fakes on a shot, gets around Lesperance. Pionk moves towards the net, moves around Kerr. Pionk up top for Snively with a shot, went wide. Rebound loose, picked up by Robbie Payne. Payne ahead for Lesperance, but Lesperance couldn't control, just got a tip on it. And now Pionk right back for Schmidt. Storm complete the change of forwards as Dello takes down Pionk in his own end. Now Schultz moves it around for Pogansky, and it's out of the zone for Chase Berger. Berger leads it for Lebowski. Lebowski slap shot save made by Girard. And now Pogansky holds it in deep. Mueller on the back wall gets free. Fell down. Pogansky trying to pick it up, but lost it now to Schmidt. And to neutralize it goes. Schultz takes Montgomery off the puck nicely, and Glukowski finds Pogansky. Pogansky put it in onside. Lebowski leaves it there. Glukowski with a shot. Save made by Girard. Glukowski, with a lot of time and space there at the top of the zone, put it right into Girard's chest. Stopping play. 10:24 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City trailing 5-1 here at the Viero Event Center in the first game of the weekend to the Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers trying to pick up their second win of the season in general, but both of them will be here at the Viero Event Center. Berger on the faceoff now for Tri-City against Adam Johnson. Johnson has fared well against the Storm this season. He's got the game-winning goal as it stands right now, and he's got both of his goals on the season right here at the Viero Event Center. Storm in the faceoff, Pogansky tying things up. Back to Lebowski, centering up top for Delaney with a shot. Just missed the net wide. Nice job by Lebowski to corral the rebound and find Pogansky. Pogansky on the left circle, threw it towards the net, stopped in front. And now a bouncing puck picked up by the Musketeers, and Adam Johnson will start things with Hawkins to Johnson in onside. Nice pass to the far side. Olsen save made. Levine. Rebound kicked out to Berger. Chase Berger ahead for Pogansky. Chips it in deep, goes and changes now as Nardella plays it forward for the Musketeers. Pogansky has been so mature for Tri-City, and right there you see the maturity. Instead of trying to rush up the ice, get off the ice, get the change, and get some fresh legs out there. And now it's Trevor Olsen, who had a chance, knocked off the play by Delaney. And here comes Gomez on man rush. Gomez in onside. Threw into the center for Meyer. A shot went over the net by Chase McMurphy. Meyer set up McMurphy, started by Gomez, but missed the net. Gomez over to Meyer in the corner. Drew Meyer on the goal line. Down low to Chase McMurphy. Lost the puck, though. Now on the far side wall, taken back by Tri-City. Meyer took a hit there. Lost the puck. Gomez finds it. Good work here by this shift. Gomez down low for Meyer. Meyer up top for Dello. Swings it to Kevin Kerr. Too fast. Too much on that pass, and Kerr couldn't handle it. Now here come the Musketeers. Thomas, center of the zone. Gets taken down. Chance in front. Shot from Olsen went wide. Trevor Olsen, first game back, has had all kinds of opportunities, but he keeps missing wide. A lot of bouncing pucks for him. And Kevin Kerr now rolls back up the ice. In onside. Kerr to the center. Nobody there and out of the zone. Hutchison now back on his side of the ice to Eastman. Kyle Eastman controlling things in his own end and skates back to find Schultz. Chipped ahead by Hutchison into the Musketeer end, but not deep as Aduno has it. Saw the forecheck, got it to Montgomery, and now Montgomery to Schmidt in onside. Schmidt had his pass deflected back out to neutral ice and picked up by Ryan Mantha. Mantha wraps it around the wall. Schmidt's there. Schmidt holding in the corner. Schmidt in the near side corner, down low to Montgomery. Montgomery, nice job there to tie him up by Jalen Schultz. And Hutchison out to neutral ice. Picked up by the Musketeers. Under 8 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. 5-1 the score. Musketeers in the lead. The big four-goal second period has them in the lead. No tallies for either side in the third. Offside whistled to the Musketeers. 7:48 remaining to go here. 5-1. The score in favor of Sioux City with the edge. Again, four goals in the second period. That's been the difference here. Neither team has scored in the third. Shots on goal now unofficially 39-28 in favor of the Musketeers. And the Storm on the faceoff. And it's moved forward. Here's Robbie Payne with a rush. Payne's got Wilkie on the far side. Payne, toe drag, shot, and deflected out of play into the netting. Robbie Payne elected not to give it to Wilkie there, and potentially a good move by Payne. He went with the toe drag. and found some space for a shot, but it was deflected out of play. 7:36 remaining now in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff scrum 4-1 by the Musketeers. They get it out to neutral ice. Glove down by Glukowski. Stays ahead of the red line and banks it off the near side glass. Down deep into the Sioux City end. Played around the near side wall to Hopinen and out to neutral ice. And here's a streaking Cedric Lacroix. Lacroix turns it over to Robbie Payne entering the zone. Payne lost an edge. Lacroix got it back. Lesbron skated through, broke up the play. And here's Delaney leading the rush. Delaney with Wilkie. And a shot from Delaney. Wilkie with the rebound. Save made by Girard. And now here come the Musketeers with a 2-on-1. Hoping it. Starts it. Hoping it. To the center. And it went wide of the net. Snively had a chance. Now in front as Wilkie was in the net. But he got out of there. And the Musketeers could not get a shot on net. They put it wide, and Wilkie able to get it out of the zone. Storm go for a line change. Mueller to the far side. Pionk wraps it around the wall deep into the Storm end. Picked up by Kerr. Ahead for Robbie Payne. Payne tried to find Berger and go off on a change, but Berger didn't see where that pass went. Now it's taken by Kevin Kerr. He dumps it in as Berger tags up. Mueller behind the Sioux City net. 6:30 left in the Big O Tires third period of play. Here come the Musketeers. Adam Johnson. Johnson in onside. To the center. A shot and a save by Levine. And the net's off, and the Storm look like they're going to be taking a penalty here, as it was Nick Olson who drove to the net and drew a hooking call on Tri-City. 6:16 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. We get a stoppage in the Storm. We'll be on the GNC penalty kill when we resume play. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. We have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada since 1962. Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service. Their stores are locally owned and operated, and they're deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Head to Big O Tires today. So, 5-1, still the score. Shots on goal now, unofficially, 40-30. In favor of the Musketeers. And Tri-City now will head to the penalty kill as it's Dan Lebosky who is in the box for a hooking call on the back check of an odd man rush for the Musketeers. Storm go with Eastman, McMurphy, Glukowski, and Delaney. Here on the penalty kill, Hayden Levine in net. 5-1 the score. Musketeers on their way to picking up their second win of the season. Faceoff won by Sioux City. Heinrich, cross-ice pass kept in. Nicely there by Neil Pionk. And now back to Heinrich. Heinrich and Pionk, two-point men on the power play. Thomas with the puck now. Down low to Snively on the goal line. Chattering pass, shot by Hawkins. A nice save with the left pad by Levine. Rebound from the corner. Another chance for Hawkins. Find some space. And he's twisting and turning. Shot saved by Levine. Rebound in front. It was batted into the corner by Eastman. Loose puck taken by Thomas. Another save by Levine. Hayden Levine making some saves here on the penalty kill. 1:30 remaining on the GNC penalty kill. Tri-City trailing 5-1 with 5:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Hayden Levine, a couple nice looks there on the penalty kill. Face off to the left of Levine now. Johnson on the faceoff for Sioux City, but he lost it. And Schultz throws it all the way down the ice. Picked up now by Mantha. Mantha and Mueller, the second line there. Is a little miscommunication by Johnson and Mantha trying to move the puck up the ice. Schultz stopped at the blue line. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill, and Musketeers have the puck here through neutral ice. Trevor Olson in offside as Johnson was ahead of the play. 1:01 remaining in the power play for the Musketeers. 5:17 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 5-1 the score in favor of Sioux City. Face off between Gomez and Johnson now. It's won by Johnson. Picked up by Mantha. Mantha to the far side now where Mueller wraps it around the wall. Levine, nice and nice stop. Leaves it for Kerr. Swings it around and out of the zone. Back to Ryan Mantha with some heavy forechecking pressure from Gomez on the shorthanded play. But Musketeers control possession. Montgomery races in. Montgomery, near side corner now, holding. Montgomery up top. where Ryan Mantha hammers one, goes off Levine's glove above the net, deflects down to Trevor Olsen. Olsen finds Mantha again. Mantha takes another shot. Chance for a deflection by Johnson, but he missed wide. Now Trevor Olsen back to Mantha again. Mantha not afraid to tee it up here as he puts it down low to Johnson in the corner. Left there, and Kevin Kerr got in on the play, and now it's taken away by Robbie Payne. Payne will just fake on a shot, throw one softly. Gerard sticks that one down. Payne goes off on a change, and we're back at even strength with Lebowski out of the box. 4:14 remaining in this game. We're in the Diamond Vogel final 5 minutes of play. The Storm trailing 5-1. Hoping in and onside. Hoping it to the goal line now in the near side corner. Up top for Amoroso with a shot. Save made by Levine. Got it with a piece of the glove. And now it's out of the zone to Lebowski. Lebowski off to the races on the far side. Takes a shot. Missed the net. Rebound. Cutler-Martin. Martin back in there after serving his misconduct. Wilkie finds it in the far side corner. Wilkie behind the net. Trying to look for a pass in front. Fanned on it twice. And now a penalty upcoming to the Musketeers as Lebowski went down. So the Storm back to the Century 21 power play. A holding penalty on Cedric Lacroix. We're the Diamond Vogel Final 5. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints. With locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Cedric Lacroix, 2 minutes for holding. Storm trailing 5-1 in this one. 3:36 remaining off a shot off the power play right away for Cutler-Martin. Chest save by Gerard, and the puck goes all the way down. So, Levine plays it forward now. And it's Kevin Kerr. Kerr ahead of the play. Kerr just put it behind the net now. And on the near side wall, it's taken away. Here's a two-on-one shorthanded rush. Aduno with a chance in front. Put it behind his streaking man, Kyle Schmidt. And now it's Kevin Kerr who has it. Kerr plays it to L'Espérance. Under 3 minutes left in regulation. 1:20 on the Century 21 power play. L'Espérance on the goal line. Looks in front. L'Espérance still looking. Over to Kerr. Back to L'Espérance. L'Espérance almost brought it out of the zone. Martin with a shot. Save made. L'Espérance has it on the goal line now. Centering pass for Gomez. Wasn't there. And Kerr keeps it in. Kerr with a shot. And a save made by Gerard. Payne was in front there for a deflection. Gerard makes the save. And hangs on. 59 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. 2:34 left in the third period. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff here. Faceoff is out of the zone after Gulkowski had it. Miscommunication with Wilkie. And Johnson centering pass picked up by Lebowski. Dan Lebowski here for Tri-City. And it's all the way down for icing. 2:18 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final 5. And the Storm trail 5-1 here to the Musketeers. No goals in the third period. Now the Storm with 43 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Man in the box is Cedric Lacroix. 2:18 left in the game. Faceoff is out of the zone. And now it's back in for the Storm. Gulkowski has it in his own end. Moves it forward, and Berger. Berger on the far side now, holding on the goal line. Up top for Lebowski. Now Wilkie. Wilkie over to Gulkowski. Gulkowski for Lebowski. Down low to Berger. Berger on the goal line. Now Lebowski. Up top. Gulkowski fires one and is deflected wide. Slapped around. Kept in by Lebowski. Pogansky in the corner now. Now Lebowski. Storm making a change here. Wilkie goes off. Lebowski holding on the near side wall. Up top. Players out of the box now. Lacroix, it's taken away from Gulkowski, and here's Johnson. Adam Johnson holding, takes a shot, and the rebound batted out by Gulkowski. Almost went in. It almost trickled in through Levine, and Gulkowski kept it out. And now here's another chance for Lacroix. Over to Snively with a shot, and he scores. Snively scores and makes it 6-1. in favor of the Musketeers. And Snively's first goal of the night makes it 6-1, beats Levine. Storm, lackadaisical in their own zone, couldn't get it out. And Snively, with a nice wrister, beats Levine. 6-1 the score, 1:13 remaining here in the third period. Well, lots of work on for the Storm. Not going to have a lot of time before their next game here as they win the faceoff and Jalen Schultz chips it in deep. Mantha had it for the Musketeers. Storm keep it in as it's McMurphy now. McMurphy to the center for Hutchison, deflected away. Now Eastman with a turnaround shot, poked away again in front. Final minute of play here in this one. 6-1. The Musketeers got ahead with a goal about halfway through the game and have just dominated this one ever since. Mantha with it, banks it off the wall, and it's into the Storm end. Peterson. Peterson holding, and it's chipped out of the zone by Hutchison. Back to Mantha. Ryan Mantha on the far side to Schultz. Schultz behind the net, left it for Delaney. Delaney ahead for Eastman. And Mayer got it out of the zone. It's rolled back in onside. Here's another chance for the Musketeers. A shot, and ooh, just missed the net. Now a rebound, and Hayden knocks off the net. Stopping play. Hawkins with a hammered of a shot that went wide. Just 4 seconds left in regulation. Levine knocked off the net to stop play by accident. 4 seconds left, 6-1 the score. Storm trailing in this one to Sioux City, and this might be what the Musketeers need here. They're congratulating each other on the bench. Job well done by the Musketeers in the second half of this one. Face-off won by the Storm, and one last shot thrown by the net. That'll be it for this one, a 6-1 final. Musketeers come into Kearney and take care of business for the second consecutive week. A 6-1 win for Sioux City. They scored 5 unanswered goals in the second half of this one. And they defeat the Storm for the second time this season here on Rivalry Night at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break and come back with your old Chicago postgame show. We'll recap this one and look ahead to tomorrow night's game here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about. Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here at the Viero Event Center. Final score from this one, a 6-1 win for the visiting Sioux City Musketeers, and a game that the Storm would like to have back, I'd say. Things got away from them in the second period. They allowed four consecutive goals in the second, and that was the huge difference in this one. Seemed like momentum was turning the Storm's way at the end of the first period when they scored a goal to tie things up 1-1 at the first intermission, but in the second period, things did not roll their way, and for the fourth consecutive game, the Storm score only one goal. And I think a lot of fans will be quick to point that this goaltending performance from Hayden Levine was not the best they've seen this season. Levine allowed 6 goals on 45 shots. But and while that may be true, Levine, I'm sure, is not thrilled with his performance. The fact remains that the Storm still have not scored more than one goal in a game this season. As we move into the Sadler-Implement game recap, that's got to be the bigger concern if you're Josh Howji. It's one thing if you're allowing goals, but if you can score to keep the game close, it's a lot different. Here, the Storm, again, with only one goal on the board, and that's not going to do it. Regardless of how good Jacob Johansson is, I can almost assure you it'll be tough to win games when you score only one goal. And once again here tonight, the Storm came up short offensively. The only goal for the Storm, Chris Wilkie from Robbie Payne and Joel Esperance at 18:14 of the first period. Sioux City, 3 power play goals. They were 3 of 7 with the man advantage. Last time these two teams met a week ago, the Storm held them off the scoreboard on the power play. Storm held them at 0-8. So here tonight, they get the 3 goals in the power play. Storm go 0-4 in their power play opportunities. Tri-City gets outshot in the final two periods, 32-16. They were literally outshot 2-1 in the last 40 minutes of this game, and it's tough to win games like that. So I think in all areas you're looking for improvement for tomorrow. The goals for Sioux City, they had 6 of them, and they had 6 different scores. Jared Thomas on the power play early on from Blake Heinrich and Joe Snively at 13-45. Adam Johnson had the big one in the second period. Johnson from Amorosa at 9:02, and that put the Musketeers ahead 2-1. And they did not look back from that lead. After that goal at 9:02, the tide turned, and the Musketeers were able to score 3 more goals in the second half of the second period. Avery Peterson on the power play from Ryan Mantha and Kyle Schmidt at 15:33. Jake Montgomery from Trevor Olson and Neil Pionk at 16:36. Kyle Schmidt on the power play from Tyler Mueller and Ryan Mantha at 19:50. And then the lone goal late in the third period, after this one was already closed up, Joe Snively from Cedric Lacroix and Jared Thomas at 18:47, 6 different goals, 6 different goal scorers for the Musketeers. The Storm, they didn't play well on the penalty kill. They didn't play well in their own zone later in the game when they needed to try to get back in it. And Hayden Levine made 39 saves on 45 shots. Connor Girard, 31 saves on 32 shots. Here is, once again, Storm outshot 45-32 in a 6-1 Sioux City win. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. It's time for the New West. Three stars of the game presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, third star of the game here tonight for Tri-City was Chris Wilkie. Wilkie with the goal, his first goal of the season from Robbie Payne and Joel Esperance. Wilkie, the third star of the game for Tri-City. Second star of the game, Jared Thomas of Sioux City. Thomas had a power play goal in the first period as well as an assist on the final goal in the third period. And the number one star of the game tonight for Sioux City was number 21 for the Musketeers. A big night here tonight in Sioux City for Kyle Schmidt. Schmidt, power play goal at the end of the second period. And a big night for Schmidt and for a lot of Musketeers. Six different goal scorers for Sioux City. And those are your three stars of the game presented by New West. Now let's look to your Dent Popper grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight for the Storm, Thomas Delaney. Delaney had a fight tonight, his first fight of the season against Nick Olson of the Musketeers. And Delaney overall stayed in it, made some heads-up plays in his own end, looked good getting back on defense. Overall, not a terrible game here for Delaney. Just came in at minus one. Couple defensemen, Cutler Martin and Jalen Schultz, were plus one on the night. Martin, though, picked up 12 penalty minutes after he had the 2 and a 10 for checking from behind, and he spent a lot of the game in the penalty box. So, Thomas Delaney, your grinder of the night here tonight in Kearney. We'll take a break and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago postgame show here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you in the Old Chicago post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. We're joined here by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji. Final score here of 6-1. Musketeers get their second win of the season over the Storm. And coach, obviously, far from the way that you would draw it up, maybe just give us your overall thoughts on this one.
And we continue to make the same mistakes. We're turning pucks over. We complain about refs and penalties, but we take dumb penalties. So, I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of it goes right on our shoulders, and we just need a better effort, and we got to be a little bit mentally tougher.
This one was the first game for Hayden Levine here in the USHL. Obviously, I think some goals that he would like to have back, but maybe just reflect on what you saw from him, because it seemed like he hung in there in the third period, made some good saves.
Yeah, even early on, like, he made some nice saves to keep us in the game, and then, you know what, like, some of that probably falls on me. I should have called our timeout. I screwed up looking back at it now. I thought we could fight through it, but we didn't, and I got to take responsibility there. But overall, I mean, he's a young kid. He's going to play games for us this year. He's going to win us games, and tonight maybe wasn't the way he wanted it to be, but it's a learning process for everyone, and we got to score more goals for him.
Yeah, and so this is the fourth game of the season, fourth game you guys have scored one goal. And we've talked about it a lot, and like you said, you keep making the same mistakes. Is it something other teams have done to frustrate us, or is it just on our own play?
It's both. I mean, like, you got to give you tip your you know tip your cap when you do, but at the same point, we got to be better. We got to be more responsible with pucks, and we're trying to make a perfect play every single time. Right now, you look at the goals we've scored; they haven't been pretty. So it's not like we're connecting on them. We're trying to continue to do the same thing. We make the same mistake over and over, and it's the definition of being a little bit dumb right now. We just have to be smarter as a coaching staff. We have to do something to make sure that they're buying in. And again, there were some bright spots tonight, but at the same point, when we made a mistake, we paid for it tonight, and we didn't have the goalie bail us out like we did in the first three games.
Was there a turning point? Because if you look at it, you know, it's 1-1 at the end of the first. Seems like you guys are battling hard in the first, and then all of a sudden, in the second half of the second period, things kind of turned on your heels, and the Musketeers are able to score four goals there in the second. Was there a turning point there, or just started outworking you?
You know, really, it was the first adversity that we've faced as a team this season. Like, we haven't had a whole lot of things go bad for us, and, you know, even the first goal they scored, I thought we let down when, you know, we scored on our own net, it went off our stick, and, you know, and we let down for a little bit there, and we haven't had to face too much of that this year, and I think, you know, we gave up a weak goal, and we didn't fight back, we didn't punch back, and that's something that we've been pretty fortunate that, you know what, we've gotten unbelievable goaltending, and today was the first time we had, you know, a bad goal go in, and we didn't respond for it.
Tomorrow night's game against Waterloo, obviously, this is the first chance you're even thinking about it, I'm sure, but from your perspective, what do you have to do to get ready for that game tomorrow, and what are you going to tell your players?
Well, you know, I guess a lot will depend after we watch the video tonight here and take some time and think about it. You know, I don't want to be too emotional on it right now. I'm frustrated and not extremely happy with the way they played, but at the same point, you know what, they're young kids, and they're going to bounce back tomorrow for us and come back with a great effort. I believe that with them. And after we watch the video, we'll talk about what we screwed up on and you know, show some clips of us making mistakes, and then talk about what we got to do to beat Waterloo, and you got to have a short memory.
Josh Howji joining us here in the Old Chicago postgame show after a loss here to Sioux City at the Viero Event Center. Coach, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
6-1, the final score here from Kearney. Josh Howji joining us on the Old Chicago postgame show. Musketeers get six different goals from six different players, and that's the recipe for success here in this league. And Storm still failed to score more than one goal in regulation in each of their first four games. Storm record drops to 2-1-1, and they will take on the Waterloo Blackhawks tomorrow, 6:45 pregame show, 7:05 puck drop here at the Viero Event Center. Well, that'll do it for us here on The Breeze tonight. Once again, we'll be back with you tomorrow for the 6:45 p.m. Viero Wireless pregame show to get things started. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks. Want to say a quick thank you to Caleb back in studio for pushing all the buttons for us and making it smooth here tonight for the broadcast. Once again, the final score, a 6-1 win for the Sioux City Musketeers. We'll talk to everyone tomorrow. Have a great night.